Good evening, welcome. We're at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. I want to talk to Coach Brian Nee. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well. Doing great. Great night for football.
Absolutely. I got to mention, you're a Mooresville graduate 2001. That had to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I played for a great coach, Mark Bless. He's the head coach at Avon High School now. Hall of Famer. Yeah, I mean, he's the reason I do what I do.
That sounds good. I got to mention, you went to Franklin, graduated there, and you played football there.
Yeah, I played for Mike Leonard for the Franklin Fighting Grizzlies. Another great experience, another great coach.
That sounds good. You're probably getting psyched up. You're probably thinking about the sectional a little bit anyway, aren't you?
I mean, Tipton's kept us up at night, so we haven't really, I mean, we're watching the scores, don't get me wrong, but yeah, we're definitely, we got to be where our feet are.
I feel like that's a good answer. I'm going to mention number four, Clark Barrett. When he was a sophomore, I watched him win the state. He's a senior now. See what the guy is throwing 62% completion.
Yeah, he's really progressed. He knows what we're trying to do on offense, and, he's actually pretty much an offense coordinator out there himself, so.
He's put in the zone on touchdowns at certain granite himself, six rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a dual threat for sure.
You got some juniors on your offense. You got Evan Smart, he'll catch the football. Owen Meyer, he'll pitch it. And Baylor Smith, he'll run the football.
Yeah, they're great. We love our guys. They do everything at a high level.
Last thing I'm going to mention, you got three guys from tackling right up front. You got Nikolai Bell, you got Andy Schaefer, and Leo Bordenay. I'm going to mention your high Schaefer is a junior. The wears number 11, that's Isaac Bouchon. He's got 36 tackles in 4 games.
He's the quarterback of our defense. He does a fine job. He plays fast and physical.
No, Brian, thank you very much.
Anytime. Thank you for being here.
So we're walking in correction. That's Coach Brian May. Fourth year here at Central Catholic. A couple of years ago, 2019, they won 11 in a row, and the last six won the state for them, Class 1A. They went against Indianapolis Lutheran in that game. Indianapolis Lutheran put you into that contest unbeaten. We're going to talk right now with head coach of the Kitchen Blue Devils. I was ready for some win, coach. Had some win last week. We're going to talk to Coach Aaron Cole. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Sounds like you brought your soundtrack tonight. You got some music going. Heck of an atmosphere.
That's not my first piece of music.
I don't know that I buy that. I think I saw you up there.
If I saw it, heard all your feedback, that'd be great. Okay, well, we're going to talk about you. And this week, I'm sure you probably prepared for a passing game.
It's an outstanding one. 4-year starting quarterback. He's an all-state quarterback for a reason. They've got an excellent receiving crew, a huge offensive line, they're extremely well coached. So we're going to have to be at the absolute top of our ball game to try to defend this explosive offense tonight.
Coach Cole, as the head coach, you have faced this team 13 times. I'll mention, 3 different times you faced them twice in the same season.
We've had some great battles. Last year was one of them that was one of those years that we got to play twice, but probably one of the most memorable games I've ever been a part of was the 2013 second round sectional game when LCC came to our place, and it was the second time we played in that year. It was an absolute classic that night, and kind of spurned us on to a state runner-up finish that year.
I added up with the games you won, a 5, you averaged 33.2 per game. Of the 8 they won, they averaged 38.7. This is going to be a matchup tonight.
We sure hope so. This is a very experienced group, and they've played a 4A schedule up to this point, and we have not. So this is going to be a huge challenge for our kids, both physically and mentally. And my coaching staff and I are really excited to see how we react in this big game atmosphere.
I got to admit, Barrett, you're throwing 62% completion. But you look at Biff Huber, sophomore, he's throwing 74% completion.
Yes and no. I mean, I'm really happy with the way Biff is playing. He's making really good decisions. But this kid's on a different level right now. I mean, like I said, he's a 4-year starter. He's throwing it 30, 40 times a game. We've got to make him move in the pocket. He stands back there and can be a statue and just throw it where he wants, and we'll be in trouble. But if we can make him move and get him dirty a little bit, then we got a shot.
Will you use a dime and maybe third and long?
We've got some different things in where we're going to play some different guys, and I think one of the keys to fixing up cover here is that, you know, trying to confuse the kid with that experience, you know, that's the goal. But he's been here, and he's seen just about everything to this point. So we're going to try to disguise things, but at some point in time, we're just going to have to match up one-on-one and try to cover them.
That sounds good. Hey, I'm going to mention, you've won the last 4 out of 5.
Love to keep that streak going. This is a heck of a program. They've got a ton of state championships. I don't think we've ever won on this field. I don't think we've ever won here. So this would be a heck of a win for us tonight, no doubt.
That'd be great. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Aaron Toll, coach of the Tipton Blue Devils, only cast time for us. We are thankful. Tell you what, we try to talk to the opposing coach for about 2 or 3 minutes and save time for Aaron Toll. Let him talk at his leisure as long as he wants to talk. We'll have the microphone open. So we're going to walk back this direction. We're going to walk back up in the press box. We'll be on top of the press box tonight. That is nice. We are very thankful for Athletic Director Tim Bourdonnais. He's also the baseball coach here at Lafayette Central Catholic, putting in sports. Happy to do baseball for Central Catholic. So we'll walk this direction. We'll walk this way. You might hear some six bands playing on the PA. It's loud. Coach Cole thought I was up there maybe doing the spinning the records, but no, not me. Tell you what, absolutely, we have REO Speedwagon playing all night long. So we'll walk this direction. We're up going to enter the press box here. We'll walk upstairs. As we walk up the ladder right here in the press box, very thankful for the position they've let us broadcast in. Couple of tables, got notes, tape cups. We're going to set this down and plug in to our microphone. Okay, we're on top of the cup. Both teams going through some timeouts. Central Catholic going to try a point after. We got the full 11 out there. He'll hold it, spot it through the uprights. Pretty good kick right there. Number 6, Clark Overmiller. He's a senior. Tipton Blue Devils doing some timeouts right there. They've got the wall on the 45-yard line, trying to block anything from being seen right there. And number 6, Clark Overmiller, going to try one more. He'll punch it through. And I will remind you a little bit about each school. These schools are familiar with one another. As mentioned, they have linked up 13 times. Tipton has 5 wins. Central Catholic has 8 wins. But as mentioned, Tipton Blue Devils have won the last 4 out of 5. As Coach Cole mentioned, he said he don't think he's ever won here on this field versus Central Catholic. So we'll learn about each school. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils. They have a school enrollment of 505. They're class 2A, sectional 36. There are 8 in their sectional. That's Tipton. They're 4-0. LaPel, they're 3-1. The Eastern Comets are 3-1. Frankton, Alexandria, East Brook, Panthers, they're 4-0, along with Elwood and Blackford. We'll mention the principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernum, and the athletic secretary is Tammy Sullivan. We'll also mention Tipton Blue Devils back home, their stadium. It's called Tipton Sports Complex. Back home, they have natural grass. We'll mention they are the Tipton Blue Devils. They're from Tipton High School, 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone, 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find them at TiptonAthletics.com. On the Twitter, it's @BlueDevil_FD. They wear the collars blue and white. They are in the Hoosier Conference. They're in the East Division. The East Division right now stacks up like this. Clifton, 4-0. They're 1-0 in the East. Hamilton Heights, they're 3-1. They're 1-0 in the East. Webster, they're 2-2. Tonight is their first matchup in the East Division. Lewis Cass, they're 1-2. In the East, they're 0-1. And Northwestern, they're 0-3 on the season. They're 0-1 in the East Division. Well, Mississippi and Blue Devils, they are 4-0 on the season. They're 1-0 in the Hoosier East. We're mentioned to the plus side, offensively, per game average, the Blue Devils score 39.8 points on offense per game. They give us 1.8 per game. That's an average. Head coach is Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll, 123 wins, 64 losses, working in year number 17 at Tipton High School. He went to high school at Tipton, 1990 graduate. He graduated at Indiana University in 1995. Next game on the agenda for Tipton, there'll be Northwestern Tigers at Tipton Blue Devils. That'll be next Friday, the 24th. That'll be a 7 p.m. start. We'll talk a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. This school was founded in 1956. They have a school enrollment of 293. Their class 2A, sectional 37. There are 8 in their sectional. Presently, it's like this. Southmont, they're 4-0. Speedway, they're 4-0. Monrovia, 3-1. Lafayette Central Catholic, 2-2. South Vermillion, 2-2. Along with Cascade, Cedar, and North Putnam. We'll mention at Lafayette Central Catholic High School, the principal is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is 87 graduate from Central Catholic. That's Jim Bourdonnais. The athletic department, also there is Julia Genhart. She's always instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful. Well, into the stadium right here is La Raca Field. La Raca Field, the surface is natural grass. It's actually Bermuda grass. We'll mention once again, Lafayette Central Catholic, they're 2-2 on the season. They're 0-1 in the Hoosier West. Per game average offensively, per game they average 32.3 points. Per game they have faced a difficult four foes along the season. Defensively, they've given up 29.8 points per ball game. The head coach is Brian May. Brian May, working in year number 4 at Central Catholic, overall record, 24 wins, 16 losses. He did go to high school in Mooresville, graduated 2001. College, he went to Franklin College, graduated 2006. The next game on your agenda after tonight for Central Catholic, next Friday night, the 24th, Central Catholic will travel to Prince-William Central. That'll be an 8 p.m. start time. Pretty warm right here. I'll mention it got up to about 85 degrees today. It might be a little bit lower than that now. And we get back home about the time the sun comes up. It's supposed to be around 60 to 64 degrees. That'll be nice sleeping weather. But it's warm right now. I'll mention a little bit about Class 2A rankings. These are Class 2A rankings. Both these schools are ranked. They're ranked in Class 2A. We'll let you know the staggering ratings. That's a comparison to how tough the opponents are per each team. They're called staggering ratings. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic. The staggering rating is 59.02. Tipton Blue Devil staggering rating is 50.73. Not much difference there, maybe a little bit. Go figure. We'll mention Top 12, or Top 11, well, we're going Top 12. Associated Press Media Poll is like this. Number 1, Fort Wayne Lures, they're 4-0. They do have a passing attack, and that's a mild understatement. Number 2 is Evansville Modern Day, they're 3-1. Number 3 is Eastbrook, they're 4-0. Number 4 is Verity Christian, they're 4-0. Number 5 is Tipton. They're 4-0 on the season. Number 6, Eastside. They're 4-0. Number 7, that's Linton Stockton. They're 4-0. Number 8 is Andrean. They're 2-2. Number 9 is Speedway, 4-0. Number 10 is Lafayette Central Catholic. They're 2-2. Number 11, there's a tie for number 11. LaPel is 3-1. North Posey is 4-0. Well, now we'll talk about the coaches' poll. You might think that the coaches had a better insight for picking the actual polls right here. We'll just call it what it may be. We'll mention number 1 is, again, Fort Wayne Lures at 4-0. At number 2 is Eastbrook. Eastbrook also 4-0. Andrean, they're at number 3. They're 2-2. Number 4 is Evansville Modern Day. They're at 3-1 on the season. Number 5 is Tipton. They're 4-0. Number 6 is Heritage Christian. They're 4-0. Number 7 is Eastside, also 4-0. Lafayette Central Catholic at number 8, they're 2-2. Number 9, Linton Stockton, they're 4-0. Number 10, Rensselaer, they're at 3-1. Number 11 is Speedway, they're at 4-0. And number 12 is Triton, they're at 2-2 on the season. We'll mention a little bit about MAC Prep. MAC Prep, we'll mention top 25, we'll mention 10 of them. These are high school football rankings there on the national level. Number 1 in the nation is Modern Day. They're from Santa Ana, California. Number 2 is IMG Academy. They're from Bradenton, Florida. Number 3 is St. John Bosco. They're from Bellflower, California. Number 4 is Westlake. They're from Austin, Texas. Same place Drew Brees is from. Number 5 is Thompson. Thompson is from Alabaster, Alabama, my ear. Number 6 is Bergen Catholic. They're from Ordell, New Jersey. Number 7, Bishop Gorman. They're from Las Vegas, Nevada. Number 8 is Collins Hill. They're from Suwanee, Georgia. Number 9 is North Shore. They're from Houston, Texas. And number 10 is Citra Grove. Citra Grove from Greenwood, Indiana. Number 10. So we'll talk a little bit about sponsor bringing this game to you is the Atlanta New Earth Festival. The New Earth Festival, that's Atlanta, Indiana. It took a back seat of the pandemic hiatus in 2020. That it's back on for 2021. That's the Atlanta New Earth Festival. Be sure to set your calendar for the 4th weekend in September. This year's festival will be held on September 25th and 26th. The total population of Atlanta, Indiana is approximately 750. But this little northern Hamilton County town sees between 70,000 and 100,000 visitors. That's at each annual Atlanta New Earth Festival. More than 40 plus years strong and back in the saddle again. Downtown Atlanta, Indiana. Unique arts, crafts, antiques, vintage decor, farmers market, kids zone, food, and live entertainment. There's no admission charge whatsoever. If you want to dial them up, you can call them at 765-292-2626. On the, well, I should say, you can reach them by email at atlantaindiana.com. Again, that's atlantaindiana.com. Again, the dates, the 25th and 26th of September. That's coming right up. Make your plans to visit the Atlanta New Earth Festival. Both these teams, like we said, pretty familiar with one another. We'll mention team stats. Got these out of MAC Prep. We'll mention Tipton, they're 4-0. Lafayette Central Catholic, 2-2. And then we'll let you know kind of works like this. The receiving game. Receiving yards per game.
Tipton going for about 99 yards per ball game. Lafayette Central Catholic throwing for 272.8 per ball game. That's an average. Well, mention the rushing department. Tipton Blue Devil, 241.5 per ball game. That's in the rushing department. Central Catholic is 105.5. Total touchdowns on the season, the Blue Devils have racked up 23. Lafayette Central Catholic have 18 on the season. Tackles department, pretty much even right there. 66.5 tackles per game for Tipton, 65.8 tackles per game for Lafayette Central Catholic. Sacking the quarterback, it ends up like this. Tipton has 5 sacks thus far this season. Central Catholic has 7 thus far this season. Interceptions. Tipton defensively has 4 interceptions on the season. Central Catholic has 3 interceptions on the season. Game clock rolling down, 4:44 on the game clock. We'll mention a little bit about what took place last week in the Hoosier Conference. Friday night, week number 4, last Friday night, the 10th and 11th. It was Northwestern and Hamilton Heights. Heights homecoming. Huskies got the win 42-7. 7 p.m. start. It was Tipton 42, visiting Lewis Cass 0. 8 p.m. start at Rensselaer. Rensselaer got the win over Twin Lakes 30-0. And a 7 o'clock start at Central Catholic right here last week. West Lafayette 43, Central Catholic 7. And then last Saturday, a 1 p.m. ball game. Newcastle was where it was at. Western went to Newcastle. Western got the win, 49-42. So last week there were 4 conference matchups and 1 non-conference matchup that was at Newcastle. Tonight on the agenda, Hoosier Conference game night tonight. 7 o'clock start time. Benton Central at 0-2. They're at 1-3, Twin Lakes tonight. Also at 7 o'clock start, it's Hamilton Heights at 3-1. They're at Western tonight at 2-2. 7 o'clock start, it's Lewis Cass at 1-2. They are at Northwestern at 0-3. And 8 o'clock start tonight, it's 3-1, Rensselaer. They are at West Lafayette tonight. West Lafayette 4-0. That should be a good one. We'll see. And a 7 o'clock start right here. 4-0, Tipton is visiting Central Catholic at 2-2. Again, 4 Hoosier Conference matchups. 1 Hoosier Conference cross-conference game. They're introducing the starting lineups right now. Offensive lineup right there for Central Catholic. Talking about them right there. We're going to take a break. Just one moment, please. Okay, they're going for that right now. Talking about the starting lineups. We'll do the same. We'll miss them offensively for Central Catholic. They'll start like this. At the center position, 6'1", 260. Jack Kerr, he'll wear number 59. At the left guard, he's 5'11", 205. And Joey Spare, he'll wear number 65. At the right guard, 6'3", 231. He's a junior. That's Aiden Schaefer. He'll wear number 63. At left tackle, it's going to be 6'4", 241. Leo Bordenay, he's a junior. He'll wear number 55. At the right tackle position, 6'6", 271. He's a senior. That's Alex Denny. He'll wear number 60. We'll mention in the back here, we'll talk about the receivers. Bryn Robbins wears number 23. He's 5'10", 165. He's a sophomore. Wearing number 8, he's a junior, 5'10", 163, Owen Munn. Spread out is Evan Deanhart. He's a junior, 5'11", 157. We'll mention Clark Barrett, the quarterback, wears number 4. He's 6'5", 215. And we'll also mention in the wide receiver realm, that's Ty Boosie. He leads the team with 4 touchdowns. Through the air, we'll mention that's number 3, Ty Boosie. He's a senior. And the running back in the backfield, 5'9", 186. He's a junior. That's Baylor Smith. He wears number 25. We'll talk about the Tipton Blue Devils. Offensively, they'll start like this. At the center position, he's 6 foot, 259. That's Nick Myers. He's a senior. Wears number 64. At a guard position, 5'10", 190. We're going to take a break for the national anthem. Of opening prayer and our national anthem. National anthem never sounded better. Each time it's played, doesn't matter how it sounds, it's always good. We'll mention a little bit more about the Tipton Blue Devils. Offensive arrangement tonight. At a guard position, it's 5'11", 205. That's Joey Stare. Joey, take that back. At a guard position, 5'10", 190. He's a junior. That's Sam Klein. Sam Klein wears number 54. At another guard position, 5'11", 204. That's Bryce Ketcherson. He'll wear number 66. At a tackle position, 6'1", 220, that's Dylan Hill. He'll wear number 59. At another tackle position, he's 6'4", 250, Kipper Barnett. He'll wear number 65. The wide receivers, at 6'4", 185, Nate Powell, he's a senior. He'll wear number 3. And another receiver, tight end, 250, 6'1", 186. He'll wear number 31. At a wide receiver position, 6'1", 170, Aiden Toll, he'll wear number 81. And we'll mention in the backfield, Ben Cooper, the quarterback, he'll wear number 2. He's 6'3", 228. And in the backfield, single running back, 5'9", 170, he'll wear number 87. That's Eli Carter. Eli Carter, 100-yard games on the season. Has the coin toss getting ready to happen. They're working across the way there. Central Catholic and Tipton. Having the real McCoy right here out on the field, 50-yard line. Grass is mowed at a pattern where 5 yards is light, 5 yards is dark. Looks very nice from up on top of the press box. So they flip the coin. Let's see what the results are. Umpires going to go back and Tipton won the toss and they will defer. They decline And Lafayette Central Catholic will receive. So the Central Catholic will receive. Tipton will kick off. They'll kick off from the west to the east. Not a lot of times do you see a football field east-west. Majority of them are north-south football fields, but this one is a bit special. Bermuda grass, soft to land on, ready for the ball game tonight. 12 minutes on the scoreboard. Tipton's going to kick the ball away. We're going to see number 4, Dakota Ferg, 5'9", 155. Going to boot the ball out of there. Central Catholic, return unit back to receive. Deep man right there for Central Catholic. Going to be number 25, Baylor Smith. He's a junior, 5'9", 186. You'll see him in the backfield for Central Catholic. So I'm going to kick the ball away on the 40-yard line. Dakota Ferg is going to place the block right there at the X center of the field. Ball handed to him. He'll line it up right there a bit vertical. That was best as he can do, vertical. Going to be number 4, Dakota Ferg. Sophomore for Tipton, going to boot the ball away. Getting ready for football, 7 o'clock on the wristwatch. Now 7:01. Waiting for the whistle. Dakota Ferg. Everybody's ready for the ball game. There's the whistle. Here comes the approach. The line drive. Going to be taken at the 20-yard line. Going to reverse field on the return for Central Catholic. On the return there, number 5, Alex Hardebeck. He's a sophomore, 6'1", 172. They'll put the ball in play right there. Central Catholic will have it. 1st and 10, right near the 30-yard line. So Cole Hussey, another stop. Freshman athlete. Cole Hussey, they're going to spot it at the 31-yard line. Ball's in the middle of the field. They're going to line up. They're going to go with 5 wide receivers. Empty backfield. In the shotgun is Clark Barrett. They'll ask for the snap. He'll get it. He's going to run himself. He'll be caught in the backfield. Central Catholic, he didn't get tackled. The forward progress is stopped. Blue Devils, about 4 or 5 of them in the backfield in a hurry. They're going to lose about 5 yards on the play. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 15. First quarter, 11:34 clock moving. Calling for the shotgun again, empty backfield. 5 receivers, 3 to the left, 2 to the right. Calling for the cadence. Drop back to throw. He's going to be hit. Fumble. Fumble on the play. Blindside at the Servies. Servies put the hit on him. Ball free. And Tipton going to say they recovered it. And the official agrees. Tipton going to get the ball right there at the 19-yard line. 19-yard line. And Vince Hoover makes the recovery to set up the offense. Vince Hoover, the quarterback, 6'3". 228. He'll bring the play in from the sideline. Athletic should say the play caller right there, Dustin Shear. They'll call the play. 20 seconds on the game clock. On the play clock. Clock stops for the change of possession. Locked up at 11:19. And the lineup in a shotgun. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Call the cadence. Vince Hoover, he's going to hand off to Carter. Carter's going to go left side, 3-hole. He'll be stopped right there. They'll go ahead and take him to the surface as the whistle blows. Not much of a whistle there. Ball came loose. Central Catholic's trying to advance it. Carter gets a positive gain. He's going to pick up maybe a couple on the play. Call it a gain, no gain. So 2nd down, 10. Goodrich enters the huddle. Along with Vince Hoover, 2nd down, 10, Central Catholic, working off of a play right there. Ball came loose, got the ball. First possession here for Tipton. Shotgun formation, Eli Carter in the backfield. He'll get the handoff. He'll juke and dive. He'll go back up the middle. He'll get to the 5-yard line. Should mention, near the 5, he's going to be spotted in my air. It's going to be at the 10.5. Just shy of a 1st down, it's going to be 3rd down, 1. 3rd and 1 for Tipton. Ball's nosed up right to the 10-yard line. Ball's in the middle of the field. Ben Schubert going to the sideline, getting the play, bringing it back into the huddle. Play clock at 18 seconds. They're still huddled up. 15 seconds, 10 minutes on the game clock, clock going down. 10 seconds on the play clock there at the line of scrimmage. Call the cadence, Ben Schubert. Split out wide left, wide right. Going to hand off once again. Eli Carter, he's going to break containment. He's going for the pylon. He's going to be in there. Touchdown, Eli Carter. 10-yard jump right there. Eli Carter scores a touchdown. And Eli Carter on the season. We'll mention that's touchdown number 13. They'll set up for the point after touchdown. And then they'll spot it right there at the 10-yard line. Aiden Cole, the holder. For the extra point, number 25, Nick Hughes. He's a senior, 6'1", 140. Works on the soccer field. They spot it. There's the boot. High elevation. Goes through the uprights. Tipton takes an early lead, 7-0.
Tipton, 7.
Central Catholic going to receive once again. Tipton and Central Catholic, as mentioned. Good ball game between these two teams. Has been so for year in, year out. As the band sounds nice, over to my right, in the bleachers, sounds very nice. As both teams are huddled on their respective sidelines, they'll work from there. Beautiful night. Sun's going down, on the way down. About 85 degrees earlier today. Wonderful day that God has made. So they'll line up. Tipton going to ask for the football once again. Number 4, Dakota Ferg. The spot at the 40-yard line. Who's your conference, cross-conference matchup here this evening? Central Catholic wearing the all-navy blue. They've got silver numerals. And Tipton wearing the royal blue pants, white jerseys, and royal blue numbers. There's the whistle. There's the approach. Better kick this time in under in. You're going to be taken by Baylor at the 9-yard line. Baylor Smith on the return. He'll find a hole. He gets out among the 34-yard line. Nearly broke it. Makes the tackle right there. Baylor Smith gets better field position for the night. Drew Serby's in on the tackle. Drew Serby, he can play any position you ask him to. He told me he has worn 6 different numbers in 4 years playing for the Blue Devils. I remember 3 of them. So they're going to go shotgun. Shotgun with Clark Barrett, single man in the backfield. Got trips to the right. Split out wide left. He gets tackle made. Coming off the left end right there, Vince Hoover makes the tackle. Taylor Smith, the ball carrier, is going to get a gain. They'll give him a gain of maybe a yard. They're going to call it 2nd down and 10. So no gain on the play. Taylor Smith in the backfield along with Clark Barrett. He's calling for the cadence. They got slot left, slot right. They're going to change the play. Coach Brian and May are going to change the play. They all stand up in unison. They look to the sideline. They get the call. They see something better, possibly. Come out of the back over your high snap. You have to chase it back to the 15. Trying to get it. Couldn't bring it in. And Hoover falls on another one. Hoover right there. And they're going to say it belongs to Clark Barrett. Barrett's going to keep the ball. And the ball's going to be marched back at the 12-yard line. 12-yard line. And the line to gain is the 43-yard line. Of Central Catholic. So they'll line up once again. No huddle. They'll go trips to the left. They're looking for him just inside the right hash. Split out wide right, single man in the backfield. Baylor Smith. There's a snap. Dropping back to throw. Clark Barrett, he's going to let one go across the middle. Couldn't be caught. 3-2 right there for the Blue Devils. Working right there with Goodrich and Aiden Cole. Ball falls short. It's going to be incomplete. Clock stops at 8:07. were in the first quarter. 7-0 contest, Gibson in front. Clark Berry going to drop back in punt formation. Fourth down, as mentioned, the line to gain the 43 of Central Catholic. So Clark Berry going to stand just inside the goal line. Call for a snap, 12-yard snap. He'll get it out of there, and it's going to be a good boot. It's going to be caught right there at the 45 of Central Catholic. Ball's fumbled. Fumbled into the hands of Goodrich. Might have been a forward fumble. Not sure. That's a forward fumble. That ball would come back. And Nate Powell got hit, lost the ball. It goes sideways, picked up there by Zane Goodrich. Goodrich takes it on closer. He'll take it to the 34-yard line of Central Catholic. The ball spotted right here at the right hash. Blue Devils taking over with another good field position. Clock stopped at 7:53. Change of possession. We're in the first quarter. Tipped and Blue Devils travel to Central Catholic High School. In the shotgun. Right there. This Hoover's going to take himself to go forward. To get outside to Kane. He could try to roll his way in there. Tackle going to be made there by Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins makes the tackle. Ball spotted at the 28-yard line. Hoover is going to pick up a gain of 6. Second down 4 for Tipton. Going to the sideline, get the play. Jogging back in. It's Burden Logan. Logan works his way back in. And back into the huddle is Vince Hoover. 17 seconds on the play clock. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. 12 seconds. Shotgun formation. One the backfield. That's Eli Carter. Trips to the right. Tight end left. Calls for the cadence. Calls for a snap. Eli Carter. Jukes and dives. He's going to get inside the 25. Near the 22.5 yard line. He's going to pick up a first down for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils a new set of downs. 6:45 on the game clock. Clock rolling. First quarter, 7-0. Tipton in front. Tipton on the doorstep. Nearing the red zone. Play comes into the huddle. Vince Hoover. They'll call the play. 18 seconds on the play clock. They'll break huddle. 15 seconds. To the line of scrimmage. They're going to line up in a slot left. Ball's near the middle of the field. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. He's going to hand the ball off to Eli Carter, right to left. He's a straight arm. He'll break a shirt tackle. He'll get to the 20-yard line. He's going to bring up second down. He's going to get a gain of about 4, maybe 3. They're going to call it right there at the 20-yard line. Blue Devils have reached the red zone. 5:58 clock rolling. We're in the first quarter. We're at Central Catholic High School playing on Bermuda grass. About 4 or 5 years ago, they planted this grass. They went from dirt to grass, and it looks beautiful. So play clock rolling, 13 seconds. Breaking huddle right now. Blue Devils can split out wide right. In the slot, it's going to be Nate Powell. Split out wide right is Aiden Toll. Going to go single man in the backfield. Service. They're going to say the clock ran out, evidently. So there's timeout. Timeout tipped, and they called timeout before the clock got to 0. That was the play clock. And they used a timeout there to keep the 5 yards where they want them to be. So timeout, they'll talk about this. 5:26 on the game clock. We'll mention a little bit about Tipton Blue Devils and Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover, he's 6'3", 228. He's just a sophomore. On the season, he's played 4 games. Got 29 completions for 39 attempts, 386 yards, 74% completion ratio. He got 13.3 average per completion. And catches per game, that's about 7.3. He's thrown 6 touchdown passes. He has not thrown an interception in 4 games. We'll mention Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll, backup quarterback, has done well. He's 6'1", 170. He's a wideout by design. He did play some late ball game extra ability right there. 4 games, 2 completions, 5 attempts. He's working pretty well right there. His long is 7 yards, but he had a good time subbing in for Vancouver. Back in 7th and 8th grade, Aiden Cole was the man at quarterback. So both teams back to the respective huddles, shifting in a huddle, Central Catholic working from their defensive positions. We're going to split out trips to the right. Does Tipton, single man in the backfield, is Drew Servius. Split out wide left is Nate Powell. Calls the shotgun. Snap right here to go forward with the football. At Vancouver to get inside the 15. Lost the football. Looks like the Blue Devils might have jumped on it. Vancouver likes to dive forward with that extra effort. And sometimes it gets drug loose. That did happen to him a couple times in the scrimmage at Peru. He's got to keep hold of that football. It's precious. So they'll spot the ball, shift and keep the football. They jump on it. Ball spotted at the 13-yard line. It's first and 10. Clock moving 5:07. Play clock at 9. Hoover enters the huddle. They're going to have to hurry this one up. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2. They're going to get the snap away. He's taking himself, Hoover. Going to go left side and get inside the 10, down to the 7. Hoover, the ball carrier once again, carries twice in succession. Picks up a positive gain. Going to be a gain of about 6. It's going to be 2nd down 4 for Tipton. Ball's at the 7-yard line at the left hash. Blue Devils on the doorstep. It's a 7-0 contest. Blue Devils in front. 4:28 on the game clock. First quarter play clock is at 14. There's the line of scrimmage. Slot left. Tight end right. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Carter will get the handoff. He'll go right to left. He'll get to the 5-yard line. He'll be tackled right there. Pretty good tackle on the play. Central Catholic is number 18, Nick Page. Nick Page is sophomore, 5'11", 172. Central Catholic Knights. They have a pretty equal by class. And that's talking about the roster. They have 51 on their roster. 10 seniors, 12 juniors, 14 sophomores, and 15 freshmen. Going to work on the shotgun once again. Ball at the left hash. Just take the handoff right there. Eli Carter looking for the goal line. And they're going to say he got there. Broke the plane. Eli Carter with extra effort. Laid in there sideways, and they call it a touchdown. So they're thinking about maybe not allowing that, but we'll see. Yep, they're going to allow it. It's going to be a touchdown for Carter. Carter, number 14 on the season, on the ground. Set to try the point after Nick Hughes. He's a senior. Right for the kicker. A little bit of a right soccer style to boot it up and through. Point after is good. It's 14-0. Tipton with an early lead in the first quarter. 3:37 left here in the first quarter. Tipton will kick off again. We'll talk a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Their quarterback, quite a gentleman. I tell you what, his dad coaches basketball. His other brothers in walk-on at Purdue playing basketball. We'll mention Clark Barrett. Clark Barrett wears number 4. He's a senior. 6'5", 215. In 4 games, he's completed 69 passes. He's attempted 111. That's 1,080 yards on his 4 games. 62% completion ratio, averaging 15.7 yards per catch. He's averaging 270 yards in the air per ball game. And catches per game, 17.3. He's put the ball in the end zone 8 times through the air. He's thrown 2 interceptions. His long is 48 yards. That was the sophomore, Bren Robbins. So in the lineup, soccer style. Tipton to kick off. Dakota Berg, 5'9", 155, a sophomore. Waiting for the whistle. There's the whistle. He'll approach. There's the boot. End under end. Another good kick. Baylor Smith dropped bobbles and picked it back up about the 12-yard line. Tipton there on the coverage. Going to stop him at about the 18-yard line. So Central Catholic going to start back at their 18-yard line. They'll put it in play right there. And I should mention, the parking lot is full. This parking lot is over full. They're parking in the grass out there by the practice soccer field. A lot of folks here tonight. They had a fish fry. They got tents set up. They had a lot of folks filling up their belly before the ball game. They're going to line up in the shotgun. Baylor Smith, right side of Clark Barrett. Barrett's going to throw a pass and go to the surface, make the catch. Kind of missed a step there. Fell to the surface, but caught the ball anyway. That's number one, Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart, he's a junior. 5'11", 157. Picks up 6 yards on the pass play. It's second down, four. Going to end up the middle. Baylor Smith, you know, great containment right side. Going to be a tackle right there made by Eli Carter. Tack him at about the 32. He'll move the chains. It'll be a first and 10. First and 10 right there for Central Catholic. Ball's at the right hash. They'll hustle right up to the line of scrimmage. They'll snap it to Clark Barrett. He'll drop the throw. They look right screen play across the middle. Owen Munn catches the football. They get back to the 32-yard line. No gain. Since Gibson makes the tackle right in there. Credit the stop. 55, Connor Callaway. He's a sophomore, 5'7", 175. Back up to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be second down, 10. Loss of four. There's a handoff up the middle. Baylor Smith going to be tripped up at the 40. He'll lay out to the 42-yard line. Going to be close to a first down. Going to be just shy. Going to be 1 yard shy of a first. It'll be third down, one. Shotgun formation, Clark Barrett trips to the left, split out wide right. Going to draw it up the middle once again. Junior athlete, Baylor Smith, he'll pick up the first down. They'll stop the clock. They'll look this over, and a first down is the call. So 1:58 on the game clock. They'll start it back up right now. Ball spotted. The chains are moved. Ball resting at the 42-yard line of Central Catholic. Trip to the left. Spit out wide right. Single man in the backfield is Baylor Smith. Calling for the cadence. Dropping back to throw is Clark Barrett. Looking. He'll go across the middle. Caught by Owen Munn. He'll catch it in Gibson territory. Getting by the ankles right there was Eli Carter. Owen Munn makes a good catch across the middle. 1:37 on the game clock. They'll get up to the line of scrimmage. Hurry up offense. A little handoff up the middle. Baylor Smith. He'll dive forward. He'll pick up about four on the play. Baylor Smith on the ball carry. Tackle on the play made by number 66, Bryce Kesterson. Kesterson makes the stop. They'll line up again in the shotgun. Single man in the backfield, Baylor Smith. Got two to the right. It's in the backfield to the right. Let me pass play in the flat. Baylor Smith. Played against him right there is 31, Drew Service. It's going to be a loss of three. Drew Service, pretty good ball player, works out of the linebacker left side. Going against Drew Service, you haven't got a lot of choices. 46 seconds left. First quarter, 14-0. Central Catholic working on a drive right here at the 39-yard line of Tipton. Baylor Smith, left side of Clark Barrett, calls for the cadence, trips to the left, split out wide right, he's going to roll left, trying to get rid of it, he did so. He's caught in the backfield, good tackle there by Service. Clark Barrett hits the ball away, they're going to call timeout, 24.8 seconds left. Coach Brian May going to call a timeout. So they'll spot the ball back at the 39-yard line. 14-0 contest, Central Catholic driving at the Tipton 39-yard line. 24.8 left. Bit of a conversation right there between Coach Brian May and his young men. Coach Brian May, pretty good coach himself, a couple of years ago, took his young men to Lucas Oil Stadium. They scored the last touchdown of the ball game. They needed a two-point conversion to win it. They went for it, and the elder Bushy caught it in the going across the end zone near the left of the right side, I should say. They had to kick off and defend, and that's all they had to do, and the game was over. Central Catholic got their 13th state title that night. I should say that morning, that was the first game of the day. 24.8 back to live action here. The lineup, the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation, Clark Barrett trips to the left, but out wide right is Owen Munn. Single man in the backfield is Baylor Smith, dropping the throw. Clark Barrett looking to go across the right side. Incomplete. Clock rolls a little bit. 19.6, it stops. And Central Catholic going to send out their punting units. Fourth down 9, ball respotted at the 39-yard line at Tipton. Going to drop back in punt formation. Number 4, Clark Barrett. I should say that was fourth down, my error. Fourth down incomplete. They'll turn the ball over on downs. So ball spotted 39-yard line, Tipton Blue Devil football. First and 10. 19.6 left here in the first quarter. 14-0. Tipton in front. Trips to the right. Put out wide left. They're going to hand off up the middle. Eli Carter. He'll burn up here and out. Right side will break containment. He could go up the sideline. He's going to be pushed out. He's going to be pushed out. He makes it into Central Catholic territory. Pushed out near the 40-yard line. They're going to say he was knocked out about the 42-yard line. Tackle on the play. Credited to Owen Munn. They're going to put it nosed up to the 42-yard line. 10.7 seconds left here in the first quarter. Clock will start on the snap. Play clock is 15. They're in good shape. Trips to the left, split out wide right is Goodrich. Shotgun formation, Vancouver. They'll take the snap. They'll hand off up the gut right up the middle. Eli Carter. They get a positive gain. Pick up about 4 on the play. First quarter clock is going to empty out. It's out of time right there. They'll stop the action. They're working right there. They're going to invert the field. It's going to be second down and 7 when they come back. And we'll go ahead and mention a little bit more about the passing attack for Lafayette Central Catholic. Second string quarterback is Bobby Metzger. Bobby Metzger, where's number 10? He's 5'10". 128. He's participated in 2 ball games. He's thrown 2 passes. I take that back. He's thrown 3. He's connected on 2. 11 yards, 67% completion. Average 5.5 yards per catch. And his long is 14 yards. That's pretty good for a guy jumping in there from the freshman class. We'll talk a little bit about the rushing department. Both sides will miss with Lafayette Central Catholic. Running back, he's a junior, wears number 25. You've heard his name a lot so far in the first quarter. That's Brett Baylor Smith. He's 5'9", 186 in 4 games. He's gathered up 357 yards. He's carried the ball 60 times coming into tonight's ball game. He averages 89.3 yards per game. His long is 34 yards. He's got 100-yard game, and he's got 4 touchdowns on the season. We'll talk a little bit about Eli Carter after this quarter begins. We get a break in the action. We'll mention Eli Carter. Got some fireworks going off right here. They're ready to go. Tipton's football. They're at the 38-yard line of Central Catholic. Set out wide left, wide right. They'll hand off to Eli Carter. They go right to left. He'll break containment. Good blocking out there by Noah, by Powell. He's still up. He's going to go up the sideline. He's going to fake it. He's going to go in the end zone. 39-yard touchdown run. Kept his feet out there near the boundary. And a lot of folks probably thought he was already tackled. But he lifts it up, and he goes in to the end zone for a score. 20 points on the scoreboard for Tipton. Let's try the point after touchdown. Third touchdown of the ballgame for Eli Carter. He's got 15 on the season. They'll line it up. Aiden Toll, the holder. Set to kick it through is number 25, Nick Hughes, senior athlete. Aiden Toll, good snap, good spot. The boot is perfect. 21-0 ball game. And Tipton goes up. Three scores. Tipton will kick off once again. We'll mention a little bit more about Eli Carter. Eli Carter has mentioned three scores in this ballgame. Three extra points from Nick Hughes. Eli Carter is 5'9", 170. He wears number 87. Wearing number 87 is a definite compliment at Tipton High School. That means that number was willed to this player from a senior graduating a year ago. Eli Carter, number 87, in four ball games, 44 carries, 579 yards, 13.2 yards per carry average. Each ball game he averages 144 yards, 0.8. And we'll mention his long is 63. That one was 39. And he has three 100-yard ball games out of the four. Might be on his way to a fourth. He's got 15 touchdowns on the season. Reminds me a lot of Jackson Anthrop, played right here for Central Catholic. 55 touchdowns for Jackson his senior year for Central Catholic. There's the boot. Going in, then they're in. Dakota Furr going to bounce. Going to pick up at the four. Going to bring it back out. Looking to break containment. That's Baylor Smith. Blue Devils going to tackle him at the 15-yard line. Pretty good kickoff right there for Dakota Ferg. He put that ball in no man's land. They had to go chase it down, pick it up. Baylor Smith brings it back out to the 15-yard line. And Central Catholic going to line it up right there at the 15-yard line, first and 10. 11:41 on the game clock, second quarter. Sun's going down. Wright's going to be on here shortly. Clark Barrett calling for the snap. Sing him in the backfield. He's going to hand him off the ball. And that's Baylor Smith. He'll get out to the 20. He'll pick up five. They're going to stop him at the 19. So let's put the ball right there at the 19-yard line. After a gain of about four, it's going to be second down six. Slot left, slot right. Sing him in the backfield. Shotgun for Clark Barrett. If you look to change the play, Coach Brian Nay, new signal from the sideline. So they'll play the play on top right here. Dropping the throw. Pass play in the flat. Going to be caught. Evan Dehart. Dehart slides to the surface. Makes the catch. They'll make the catch at the 23-yard line. And the ball's going to be spotted right there. That's going to be third down and a long one. Closer to two. They're calling it one on the board. Shotgun, Clark Barrett, they'll hand off up the middle, first down, and then some, out to the 29-yard line. Credit to carry. Once again, right there, number 25, Taylor Smith. 5'9", 186, a member of the junior class. 89 yards per game average. Shotgun, swing him in the backfield. Trips to the right, split left, short side of field. Dropping the throw out of the shotgun. Pass play, he'll let it go. It's going to be caught at the 41. The tackling from behind is Nate Powell, the pushing forward. He'll be tackled at the 45-yard line. That catch made by number three. That's Bushy. Ty Bushy makes his reception. He's got four touchdowns on the season. He's 6'1", 161. They'll line up again. First and 10 from their own 45. Right hash mark. Dropping the throw. Pass play across the middle, he caught. Pride jumps in, it's dropped. Pass is dropped, Pride jumps in. From the north line judge, he's going to walk, jog out, talk to the umpire, tell him what he saw, and the umpire's going to let us know. So they'll work it from right there. He's going to make sure he's ready to mention this. They're going to talk to Coach Toll over there. And they're going to pick up the flag after. They're going to talk to Coach Brian Nay, the other side, mention what the occurrence is, and they're going to back it up. Central Catholic.
Well,
So decline penalty. They decline it, and let's see what it's going to be. It's going to be double check here. The dial is down, not cooperating at the moment. 10:02, clock stops. Those line of scrimmage, just second down 10 from the 45. Shotgun formation, Clark Berry going to drop the throw. Looking to let it go, get across the middle, caught. Caught again, even Evan Deanhart makes the catch. Makes it into Tipton Blue Devil territory. Deanhart takes it to the 43-yard line of Tipton. They'll move the chains once again. Clark Barrett throws a much better ball than I saw him throw as a freshman, maybe even as a sophomore at Lucas Oil. He throws a good ball. They'll work at left side breaking containment. Baylor Smith missed the tackle there. He'll go to the sideline. He'll be tackled out of bounds. Nate Powell. Nate Powell comes over and makes a stop. And they'll push him out of bounds. He'll be pushed out at the 16-yard line. 9:37 on the game clock. They're going to stop play here. Whistle blows. Timeout Tipton. They're going to talk this over. Try to do what they can to keep Central Catholic out of the end zone. A score came in here. Western 14. Hamilton Heights 7. 11:17 in the second quarter. Western scored on a long run early. Then scored after Hamilton Heights turnover at the 10. So got a pretty good text coming in there. A dad, that's Mr. Ron Moran. He's a friend of mine. He's got a son playing for Hamilton Heights. And he knew that tonight's game here at Central Catholic, Tipton and Central Catholic and Hamilton Heights and Western, was going to be a couple of games that might be worth texting back and forth. I'll text him at halftime, but I can't do it right away. But the timeout on the field, Blue Devils, whistle blows, Central Catholic ready, the line of scrimmage. Might have been a bit of a short timeout right there. But anyway, moon's up in the sky, it's still pretty light out. Moon right there, east, a little bit south. Going to line up, line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation, empty backfield, Clark Barrett, the quarterback, calling the cadence. The lineup two, left side, three, right side. Dropping the throw, they let the ball go. Caught. No double screen right there. That's Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins makes the catch inside the 10 near the 9. Tackle right there on the play. 88. That's Goodrich. Zane Goodrich makes the play. He lines up as a right cornerback at the line of scrimmage once again. They'll work right there. Shotgun. Single man in the backfield is Baylor Smith. Taylor Smith gets the handoff. He'll go right side, two hole, looking for that end zone, looking for the goal line, just shy of the goal line, about the half-yard line. Taylor Smith looking to put it in. So 9:03, first and goal. Clock will begin right now. 9 minutes. We're in the second quarter. Shotgun. Taylor Smith going to get the handoff once again. If he stops that, going to be a couple flags in there. Couple flags come in. Baylor Smith is caught in the backfield. Going to mark him back about the 3, but the flag evidently going to go against Tipton. So they're going to talk it over right now. Ball's at the 3-yard line. And they're going to move the ball forward half the distance to the 1.5. So 8:50. Pace mask by the Blue Devils. Wouldn't matter if it's a 5 or a 15, it's half the distance. And the ball spotted at the 1.5-yard line. So called it a loss of 1 on the play. First down, over. First and goal from the 1.5. Going to go under center. It's Mark Barrett. He dropped the football. His knees are on the surface. Let's see where they mark it. If they let him pick that up and drag it across, that wouldn't be right. They're going to spot it right there. They'll have to rely on the line. The side judges right there. And they're going to call it second down. They've re-spot it. Mishandle of the snap. They're going to go right near the goal line. That might have been advantageous for Clark Barrett to call the cadence once again. Shotgun. They'll handle taking. They'll take himself. They'll dive in. to stay on his feet. Touchdown. Touchdown, Central Catholic. 21-6. Clark Barrett dives it forward, puts it in. He picks up touchdown number 7 on the season. That's Clark Barrett. 6'5", 215. Quarterback. Plays basketball also. Probably could play baseball if he wanted to. His brother, pretty darn good first baseman. He hit round tripper a couple of times his senior year. There's a snap on the block. Going to touch it through. Point after is good. So 21-7 ball game. Tipton in front. We're in the second quarter. 8:09 left here before halftime. We'll talk a little bit about a couple other ball carriers in the rushing department for Central Catholic. Number 4, Clark Barrett, the quarterback, as mentioned, 6'5", 215. In 4 ball games, he carried the ball 10 times for 52 yards, 5.2 average. His long was 15 yards, and as mentioned, he just put it in the end zone on the ground for his 7th time this season. We will also mention, for the rushing department, quarterback Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover, 6'3", 228. In 4 games, he carries the ball 19 times, 125 yards, 6.6 average. His long is 35 yards, and he's put it in the end zone 2 times on the season. So Central Catholic going to kick it from the left hash. We're going to see number 6, Clark Obermiller. He's going to back up 5 yards. It goes soccer style. Right-footed kicker from the right hash. Something like Chad Shear used to do. He was a lefty kicker, but he'd line up on the other hash mark. Go figure. So there's the whistle. Here comes the kick. End under end. He's tugging at the 12 by Nate Powell. He'll go up together for blockers. To get out across the 30 to about the 31-yard line. 31-yard line and 8:35 left at Western. Hamilton Heights and Western are tied at 14. So the Blue Devils are going to put it in play right there at the 31-yard line. First and 10. Game clock at 8:03. Clock will start on the snap after the change of possession. Play clock at 15. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation. In the backfield is Drew Servies. That deep motion. Now straight out. Going to pass play down the flat. They're going to be open. Nate Powell has caught it on the run. He's going to try to run away with it, and he has. He ran away from the coverage. It's going to be a 69-yard pass play right there from Hoover to Powell. Powell nearly got caught there about the 25-yard line. Broke away from the tackle from behind. Kept his knees straight out. Looked a little bit like Walter Payton and made his way to the end zone. 7:52 on the game clock. They'll line up again for the point after. Number 25, Nick Hughes. 27-7. Untimed down. Play clock at 22. Here comes a snap. Aiden Toll, the holder. Good snap, good hold. Boot is going to make it through. It's good. 28-7. Tipton in a hurry. Gets that touchdown back. From Central Catholic. Central Catholic scores the 2nd touchdown of the season against, I should say, on the Tipton Blue Devils. Blue Devils have now given up 2 touchdowns this season. So they'll go to kick the ball away. Huddled up on each sideline right there. Central Catholic. Tipton on the far sideline. Lights are on. Got the baseball field. They're spraying it. The infield getting a good saturated coat on the grass. Football field, the other side of the press box, happening tonight as mentioned, the car lot, the parking lot is absolutely jam-packed. Might wait half an hour before I try to leave. Not like going to a concert way back when at Deer Creek. They finally figured that out and had a better way to get cars out of the parking lot and onto the road. But Ruoff, glad to have it. We line up to kick. Number four, Dakota Furth. Stop the style. There's the whistle. There's the approach. End under end. There'll be a line drive. It's going to bounce a couple times left side. Picked up at the 20. On the return, right there, go up the sideline, tripped up. To go down about the 34. Credit the run back. Number five, Alex Hardebeck. He's a sophomore. 6'1", 172. So they'll line up right there. We're spotted at the 33-yard line. Knights will just jog on over to the line of scrimmage. No huddle used for Central Catholic. A lot of like West Lafayette, they'll do the same with their play calling. They'll walk right over to the line of scrimmage. Very seldom use a huddle. Shotgun formation, Clark Barrett. Single man in the backfield, he'll get the handoff. He'll go right to left. He'll go three-hole. He stopped right there. He'll get it out to the 38-yard line at Baylor Smith, the ball carrier. He gets up, hands the football directly to the referee, the spotter. A spotting referee going to line up in the backfield. Linebacker's backfield right there. He'll watch the linebackers. So the lineup shotgun, once again, single man to backfield. Twins left side, twins to the right. Clark Barrett calling the cadence. He'll get the snap. He'll drop the throw. Pass play. Let it go. Caught. Caught by Kai Bushi. He'll get a first down. He'll catch it right at the sticks. He'll lean forward, and he'll get just enough. They'll move the chains. Clock stopped at 7:07. Might have went out of bounds. May Powell gets credit for the tackle. So first and 10, ball spotted at the 43-yard line. Shotgun formation. Trips to the right, or excuse me, trips to the left. Split out wide right. Handoff goes up the middle. Baylor Smith. He's across the 40. They'll mark him at the 41-yard line. Maybe just shy. Going to bring up a fourth down. I'm going to check that. A little second down. Dial it down. Put you on two. Second down, 7 from the 40 and the 45-yard line. Empty backfield. Spread out wide right, wide left. Screenplay right side. Trying to get it to Owen Munn. To his right, couldn't catch it, couldn't bring it in. Defense was good right there. Eli Carter right there on Munn, like glue. Going to bring up a third down, 7. Clock stops on the incompletion. Get a new ball game, or new ball in the ball game. They'll work it right there from the 46-yard line. Trip to the left, spread out wide right. Single man in the backfield is Baylor Smith. Left side of Clark Barrett out of the shotgun. They'll stop the throw. Screen play across the middle. Tackle right there. Screen play was caught by Ty Bushi, number 3. And tackle was made right now by number 3, Nate Powell. Nate Powell coming in from a safety position, reading the play, and making the tackle. No gain. Might have lost the yard. They did. They lost the yard. It's going to be a fourth down. 8. They're going for it. Ball's at the 45-yard line of Central Catholic. Fourth down play. Shotgun. Dropping the throw. Looking to throw a long pass. He's going to let one go across the middle. Nearly caught. Laid out for it. Couldn't bring it in. Eli Carter just behind. Munn right there. Owen Munn, the intended target. Couldn't bring it in. Owen Munn, a junior athlete. 5'10", 163. He knows a lot about baseball. 5:55. Change of possession. Blue Devils take over at the Central Catholic 45-yard line from the left hash. Play comes into the huddle. Dent Hoover checks the wristband, calls the play. Play clock at 15. They break a huddle right there. They got to get a little more urgency getting up to the line of scrimmage. Play clock at 8. They're going to line up in a shotgun. Here comes the emotion. That's Aiden Cole. They're going to pitch it right side. It's going to be a pass play. Incomplete. Eli Carter going to take the brunt of that. And nice play, I should say, right there defensively. Credit that play. Number 28, Andrew Klein. Andrew Klein, a senior. 5'8", 146. He knew a pass was getting ready to happen as they pitched it out of the backfield. And Eli Carter rolling right, trying to get his fingers on the seams about the time he tried to let it go. Andrew Klein put the hit on him. The ball hit the surface, but it is a forward pass. Everything's fine. Second down, 10. Left hash. They reset and drop back. There'll be a flag on the play. Goodrich is checking his whereabouts right there, and he took a step back in a hurry because he thought he might have been on over the line of scrimmage, and the snap took place way before he had time to set for that 1 second. So they'll call it illegal procedure. Illegal procedure right there against Tipton, and they'll back it up 5 yards, and they'll put it back to the, let's take it from the original 6, go back 5 yards to midfield. Ball spotted, nose up to the 50-yard line. Tipton has it. It's second down. They need 15. Line to gain is the 35. Play clock at 20 seconds. A lot of time here. To the line of scrimmage, the Blue Devils. Split out wide left is Nate Powell. Tight end left, they go split out wide right. Goodrich. They get back. Cole, the handoff goes left side against Eli Carter, and he'll tackle him behind the line of scrimmage. He had lost on the play of a yard that pushed him out of bounds. So 5:28 on the game clock. They are going to call a loss of 2. Line judge closest to us had spotted up at the 49. They put it at the 48. Third down, 17. Ball's at the 48-yard line, Tipton territory. Third down play, might see a passing down. He got trips to the right out of the backfield. He's going to be Sutter Griffin. Screen play across the middle. He gets to Eli Carter. He's got room to run. He's going to try to get what he can. He'll get back to it. Central Catholic territory. They'll get it to about the 39. They're calling it the 40. 0-9 right there to make the stop for number 8 for Central Catholic. So they need 5. Tipton, see what they're going to do. They're going to send the offense back out there. Vince Hoover told them to call the play. 28-7. We're in the second quarter. Clock stopped at 4:53 after the out-of-bounds run. Tipton needs 5 to move the sticks. It's fourth down. Shotgun. To dive across, it's going to be timeout. Double check. Timeout called by Blue Devils. Blue Devils calling their third right here. They'll talk it over. They need 5. It's fourth down, 5. Spotted at the 40-yard line of Central Catholic. 4:53 left here in the second quarter. Lafayette Central Catholic. Tips and Blue Devils. Coach Aaron Toll started coaching for the Blue Devils in 05. This is his 17th season. Since he's been playing and against Central Catholic, they've gone at it 13 times. This is number 14. Kevin O'Shea, a few of them. Brian May at the helm right now. He's got a state title under his belt. This is his fourth year coaching at Central Catholic. Tipton has won 5. Central Catholic have won 8. So the band making a joyful noise once again. Back to the line of scrimmage. They're going to jog out at Central Catholic. Blue Devils going to adjourn. They're going to walk their way out. Going to look at another fourth down play. 4th and 5, this is the Blue Devils trying to get it. They're going to drop back. Looks like they're going to punt it out of there. Dropping back to receive the punt. Looks like number 23, Bren Robbins. So I'm going to drop back about 14 yards for the snap right here. Comes near motion, Nate Powell. It's going to be a good snap. He'll try to boot it out there. He's going to run for it. He's going to run. He's going to have a hard time. He's going to pick up a couple. He needed five. He picked up two. The snap wasn't the best snap. Looked like he could have punted it. Maybe he had a run pass option. I'm not sure. But he decided to tuck it away and go for it. He picked up two. They'll give the ball back to Central Catholic on the pick punt. Ball spotted at the 38-yard line. Central Catholic back first and 10, 4:46 on the game clock. Shotgun, Clark there, single man in the backfield. Twins left, split out, slot right, pass play. They get it back to Munn. He'll break off a would-be tackle. He'll get a couple of yards extra. Right there, good play for Eli Carter. And Owen Munn going to pick up the six on the pass play from Clark Barrett. So let's spot the ball at the 43-yard line. Second down, four. Shotgun, like a trip to the left, set out wide right. They're going to hand off to Baylor Smith. He's a straight arm, makes a would-be tackle. He's in the 15 territory. He'll take it to the 45-yard line. That straight arm got him about 10 extra yards. They're going to work it right there. They'll nose it up to the 45-yard line. Clock rolling, first and 10, 4:07. We're in the second quarter, 28-7, Tipton in front. Working from the 45, first and 10, shotgun formation, Clark Barrett. Trips to the right, split out wide left, short side of field. Baylor Smith, right side of Clark Barrett, stay in the block. Looking to pass, lets it go across the middle. Caught it, pulled it in. Nate Powell with a good tackle right there. Pass was high, but he stays on and makes a catch. That's Evan Dehart. He's a junior, 5'11", 157. And they'll line up once again in a hurry at the line of scrimmage. Second down, six, gain of four. Let's check out that seven first down on second down on play. Hand off up the middle. Baylor Smith, they'll take it to the 35-yard line. They'll stop the clock. He just got enough for first down. So they'll move the chains once again. 3:16 on the game clock. They're going to move it to the 34-yard line. Clock rolling. Play clock, plenty of time left. Slot left, slot right. On the cadence, Clark Barrett looks for the play. New play from Brian May, head coach for Central Catholic. Single man in the backfield is Baylor Smith. They'll work right side of Clark Barrett. They'll ask for the snap. They'll drop back to throw. They'll roll right. London working him out of territory. Pass is caught. Diving catch at the 11-yard line. Credit the catch number one, Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart laid out and made the catch. So they'll take it to the 11. They can net one more first down. It's first and 10 from the 11. 2:36, clock moving. Trips to the left. Ball's marked at the 11 from the right hash. Split out wide right. Taylor Smith in the backfield. Dropping the throw. Going to roll left. Going to let it go to the end zone. Couldn't bring it in. Going to be incomplete. Looking for some contact there. Not much. No flag thrown. That was Ty Bushi. He was the intended target. The defense was provided by Nate Powell. It's going to be second down, 10. Respotted at the 11-yard line. They're going to work again from the shotgun. Baylor Smith in the backfield. Split out wide right. Trips to the left. So a handoff up the middle, Baylor Smith. They're getting inside the five to about the 3-yard line. They're going to dive play. Baylor Smith picks up about 8 yards on the carry. It's going to be third down and goal. I take that back, third down two from the 3. They'll line up in a shotgun once again. Slot left, slot right from the right edge. Takes the snap, he'll hand it off, he'll keep it himself. Clark Barrett going to make it through. He'll be in the end zone. Clark Barrett, second score of the evening, 6'5", 215. The quarterback takes it in. 28-13 ball game. 1:49 left here before halftime. Clark Barrett puts it in. Rushing, picked up touchdown number 8 on the season. And that's on the ground. So they'll line it up, spot it right there. Set for the extra point. Number 6, Clark Obermiller. There's a spot, there's a boot. Right through the upright. Point after is good. It's 28-14. Tipton by 14. Tipton will receive. 1:49 left here in the first half. So they're working right from there. So they'll try this. The kickoff return, Tipton will. And the receiving beam right there for LCC. Evan Deanhart getting part of the action. Ty Bushy, Owen Munn, Bryn Robbins, and Baylor Smith also making some catches. They've got 7 involved in their receiving game this season for Central Catholic. 1:49 on the game clock. They're going to bring the ball out. They're going to hand place it and put it in the hands of number 6, Clark Obermiller. Here come the Blue Devils receiving team. 1:49 left. Getting a little bit darker right here. Sun's on the way down. Lights are on. Going to kick it again from the left edge. Right-footed soccer style. Number 6, Clark Obermiller. Wait for the whistle. I should say Tipton. Deep man is. Eli Carter's going to bounce. He's going to pick it up, and they're going to go out of bounds. They're going to say maybe he touched it. They're not going to call it out of bounds, but he was close. It was close to his foot. It goes out of bounds. So 3 choices that Tipton will have. They could either make him kick it again 5 yards back. Take it where it went out of bounds. They won't do that. Or they'll take it 25 yards from where the kick took place. So they'll bring it out, and they'll spot it at the 35-yard line. So they'll take it to the 35-yard line. They're trying to get a football thrown in from the Tipton sideline. They'll toss that in, and they almost won. They'll put it at the 35-yard line. They'll put it at the right hash. I guess Tipton went out of bounds. Closest to the home sideline right here by the right hash. Tipton going left to right. 1:49, Tipton. On offense, slot right, split left. Hand the ball off to go to Eli Carter. He's almost caught in the backfield. Shades off, shoves off a rookie tackler. He's out to the 38-yard line and pick up 3. Clock rolling, 1:36. Clock moving. 38-yard line, Tipton, driving. Going to bring up 2nd down. 2nd down and 7. Clay comes into the huddle. Vince Hoover, 1:20 on the game clock. Play clock at 18, 28-14. Tipton in front and driving. They're late in the first half. 1:10 on the game clock. Working from the shotgun. Single man in the backfield. Split left, split right. They'll hand off again to Eli Carter. He'll break containment left side. He's got a first down. He's out to the 48-yard line. Tipton territory. 59 seconds. They're going to restart the clock. When the change gets set, there they go. Clock has started. 56 seconds. Play comes into the huddle. Checks the wristband. Vince Hoover calls the play. 48 seconds. See if Tipton wants to try something here, or will they be just content with going into the locker room at halftime up by 14. Shotgun formation. Dropping the throw. Pass play. They're going to go deep. He's down the left sideline, overthrows the target. It was number 3, Nate Powell. Nate Powell saying he got held on his route. No flag comes in. So they'll stop the clock at 29.8. They'll put it back at the 48-yard line. 2nd down, 10. Clock stops after the incompletion. See if Dustin Shearer wants to dial up another passing play. 28-14. spin out wide right, Aiden Cole. Wide left is Nate Powell. They'll go tight end. They'll go up the middle, run. That's Trevor Griffin. They'll get one on the run. They get up to the 49. They're going to stop the clock at 22.4. Central Catholic going to try to conserve the clock. They call a timeout. It's going to be third down 9. Central Catholic, that's their second timeout. They've got one more. They can stop the clock again and try to get this ball back and try a play or two, maybe before halftime. 22.4 seconds left. Central Catholic hosting the Tipton Blue Devils. Beautiful atmosphere. You look across the way, there's a hill. There's a hill about like you were at Williamsport watching baseball from the hill. There's a hill right there to the left side of the visitor bleachers, and there's some kids over there having fun. There's also about 4 kids watching the ball game from right there. It's probably a good vantage point. So, beautiful trees around this campus. Pretty nice night for football. I tell you what, rain's going to stay away. It's going to be a nice weekend, and it'll be good for families to get out and be with each other. So here we go. There's the whistle. Clock stops, 22.4. Third down, 9. Shotgun formation, trips to the right, split left. Going to keep the ball himself, Vince Uber. He'll dive forward to the 50. They're going to stop the clock at 17.3. Does Central Catholic. Central Catholic stops it at 17.3, their final timeout. Those teams have exhausted their timeouts here in the first half. Might as well. You can't take them with you. So you just use them when you can. So timeout. They're going to talk it over. Both sidelines. Central Catholic probably passing down. You would think so. Passing quarterback, Clark Barrett. Clark Barrett averaging 270 yards per game. He did have that average up to 304.7 a couple of games ago. I'm not sure what he's going to be after this game. There's a whole other half to play. Central Catholic calls a timeout. Tipton gets the equal time for the timeout. No whistle thus far. There it is right there. Short whistle. Time to get back to the line of scrimmage. Or at least a huddle. So they're going to drop back for reception. Deep man for Central Catholic going to be Deanhart, Evan Deanhart, deep to receive and to punt the ball out of there. Going to be Eli Carter. Last time he elected to run the ball, went for it, tried to get five, got a couple. So he's 14 yards deep. He's asking for the football. Snaps good. He'll kick it out of there. He'll go right side away from the return man. And it's going to go out of bounds inside the 20, about the 17 or 18-yard line. So they're going to go right there. Somehow they took it to 21. But anyway, 10.3 seconds left. 28-14. Tipton in front. So they'll spot it right there. Nose up to the 21-yard line. So first and 10 from the left hash. Central Catholic to the line of scrimmage. Split out wide left is Brent Robbins. Split out wide right in the slot is Evan Deanhart. Split out wide right of him is Brent Robbins. Calling the shotgun snap. Looks to coach Brian May. He'll keep the same play. The call for the cadence is a snap. Dropping the throw. 9 seconds. 8 seconds. He'll grab it. He got it close. He got it close to a running back right there. That was Baylor Smith. He was close enough into the vicinity. Clock stopped at 6.8. 28-14. Ball respotted. 21-yard line. Second 10. Probably the last play of the first half, barring there's not a defensive penalty. Dropping the throw. Looking to throw. Clark Barrett, you're going to let it go. It's incomplete. And they're going to stop. The clock will stop at 0.7. They'll get one more play. 28-14 goes to third down, Tim. Clark Barrett grasses the ball. He got close enough within 10 yards of a would-be target. He elects to grasp it. He'll line his guys up once again. most likely the final play of the first half, regardless, and I should say without a defensive penalty, dropping the throw. Clock's empty. He's going to roll and step up in the pocket. He's going to be caught from behind. That's a forward pass incomplete. Good try there from behind. As London, I do believe, but we'll go to halftime. First, we'll look and see what the kick situation is going to be for the second half. And the guys are still on the field. So maybe he threw it. Maybe it was an incomplete pass. It's going to be on Central Catholic. They'll walk off the field. They'll come back second half. So half is right now. We thank you for listening. We're going to set this down. We're going to thank our sponsors. And we thank you for listening. Blue Devil Football, we're at Central Catholic High School.
Well, drilling. When you hear water, think of Bradley's well drilling. Call them at 765-212-315 or visit them on the web, RutledgeWellDrilling.com. Mike and Nathan Rutledge, Atlanta, Indiana. Licensed, insured, honest, dependable, and always professional. Serving our community for more than 30 years. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals, South Edge of Noblesville at 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call 317-773-4800. Again, that number, 317-773-4800. Up to 26-foot box trucks available. And the truck with the commie lift can sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals, hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Kitchen Tribune. Read the Kitchen County Tribune for coverage of Kitchen County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Kitchen County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Kitchen County Tribune page on Facebook. And follow @Michelle_Garman on Twitter for updates on area games and matches. AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. Call us at 317-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. Encompass Credit Union. When you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for yourself financially, we welcome you to let us at Encompass Credit Union. We'll care for each and every member and each and every financial need. At Encompass Credit Union, we provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. We welcome each member as if they are our only member. We at Encompass Credit Union, we are community-minded just like you. reach us by phone, 800-675-8852. On the World Wide Web, find us at EncompassCU.org. Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils football season. This sponsor attended grade K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank the lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for carrying us to support the 2021 Tipton Blue Devils football team. Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Visit us at Ace Hardware, 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana. We're just east of McDonald's and right next to O'Reilly's Auto Parts. For all of your grill, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paints and tool needs, visit us in the store, or they have curb pickup service too, for your convenience. Also, you are welcome to visit us online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, very helpful and knowledgeable people, good variety and highly recommended. Ace, the helpful place. Dial us by phone, 765-675-6740. Double Trophies. Check us online at doublefilltrophies.com or stop by if you only want to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Nobleville, Indiana. Trophies, plaques, and awards. Fast turnaround, low prices. So you'll want to be a repeat customer. Nobleville Trophies, located at 1720 South 10th Street, Nobleville, Indiana. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Dial us by phone, 317-773-7391. Or online, it's NobleFieldTrophies.com. Black 877 Tree Removal. Call the real tree guy at 1-877-TREE-GUY. That's 1-877-TREE-GUY. Again, for tree removal, call 1-877-TREE-GUY. He's a real tree guy. You can find him at 1-877-TREE-GUY. Again, on your title tone, it's 1-877-873-3489. That's 1-877-TREE-GUY. Trips Auto Sales and Service since 1983. Fritz and Fisher's, Fritz and Nobleville, two Hamilton County locations, certified quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit them online or on site in Fisher's, Indiana, 8599 East 116th Street, in Nobleville, Indiana, 2400 Westfield Road. Visit them online at TrickandFishers.com. Explore their quality used car and truck inventory. Great cars, great prices, great customers. Reach them by phone, 317-842-2228. On the web, it's TrickandFishers.com. F F-R-I-T-Z. Century 21, real estate. Leader Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Leader Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Leader Stokes Bear, Century 21 Chiefs. Survey Hamilton, Clinton, and Madison counties since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Keynes Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana. The south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Key members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero are here to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone, 317-984-4931, a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve you. That's Steve's Auto Parts in Cicero. Casey Dumpsters. Do you have a need to move trash or something else from point A to point B? Don't do it with truckloads. Call Casey at Casey Dumpsters. 317-562-9999. Use Casey Dumpsters. 10, 15, and 20-yard dumpsters. They're on wheels. Casey Trailer Dumpsters. Convenience is only a phone call away. Call Casey Dumpsters at 317-562-9999. You'll be more than glad you made the call to Casey Dumpsters. Jim Dandy Restaurants. Good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy, we strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first plate for scrimmage, we at Jim Dandy Restaurants put all of our guests first, no matter what town it is. We'll get you breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Kitchen, Noblesville, and Greenfield, Jim Dandy Restaurants. Always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. Bowls 32, that's 32 Front, located at 845 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. Bowl32.com, or by phone, 317-773-3381. Kids parties, bowling, laser tag, arcade, and more. Join a bowling league today. Fun for everyone. Come out to book your spot. And now, Big Dog Pizza. Appetizers, salads, sandwiches, specialty pizzas, and desserts. Big Dog Pizza. Now at Bowl 32 at the west side of Nobleville. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. Located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. Visit us on the web, reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And now, Titus Bakery and Deli, located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Hours of operation, for Reynolds Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 to 12 noon. Closed Sunday. Tice Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. Join us for breakfast and or lunch. TitusBakery.com. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Remax Anew Realty. Are you looking for a real estate professional and technical engineer? Visit Remax Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. Remax Anew Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. Remax Anew Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. By phone, 765-675-3100. Again, 765-675-3100. Visit them on the web at newrealtyhomes.com. Discount copy, 317-773-8783. Offering a wide range of services. High-speed copies, blueprint-sized color prints, up to 36-inch by 48-inch, laminations, up to 22 inches wide. They do invitations for weddings, graduations, and social events. They're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m., Saturday by appointment. They'll provide business cards, business letterhead, and business envelopes. Typesetting can also scan photos to text or email. And they provide notary service. They have public fax service you can send or receive. Tipton Copies is located at 100 Minister Drive. That's behind Pizza Hut on State Road 32. The west edge of Noblesville. You can find them on the email. TipHillCopies96@gmail.com. We at Good Game Sports are thankful for...
We're happy and we're thankful for our sponsors. We're going to talk to Tom Delgatti. He's going to stand here beside me on my right side, and he's going to let us know who he thinks the NFL picks are going to be at this weekend. Now, last night had a game. Did you watch the Giants in Washington?
No, sir, I did not.
I didn't either. I'll go to bed easy for that. But 30-29, there's some wild numbers for football, isn't it?
That's wild numbers, and I think if we all watch high school football each week, it's about watch the ball.
Very much so. And he's going to pick the... Pick the winners and losers here, September 19th, that Sunday, 1 p.m. on Fox, it's New Orleans at Carolina. What do you think?
I think we're going to go with New Orleans. I think Jameis Winston's ready to go. He's going to keep it rolling.
Very well said. Cincinnati at Chicago at 1 o'clock.
Born and raised in Chicago, go Bears.
I'm a Vikings fan, sorry.
That's okay.
I do too. Houston at Cleveland.
Cleveland played last week, looks really good. We're going to keep rolling with Cleveland this week.
You're right. L.A. Rams at Indianapolis.
Rams looked really good against my Bears last week. We're going to roll with those Rams. Sorry, all the Coach fans in town.
How about Denver at Jacksonville?
I think we're going to go with Jacksonville. I think it's time for the young guys to be able to come back. It's about time for them to shine. Let's get that first win.
That'd be good. How about, where are we at here? Buffalo at Miami.
I think Buffalo needs that comeback win after last week, so let's go with Buffalo.
New England at the Jets.
I think we're going to go with New England. I think young quarterbacks ready to keep going. I think they'll be ready for the Jets, and New England's my pick.
And San Francisco at Philadelphia.
And Philadelphia. Let's go with Jalen Hurts right now. I mean, he looked really good last week. I think he's got something going there. I think Philadelphia could be that sleeper coming out of the NFC.
Do you have the NFL ticket?
No, sir, I do not.
It sounds like you do.
Sir, I love sports all day long. That's why we're here.
I got the NFL ticket.
You do?
I watched 2 games last week.
Only 2 games?
I watched the Colts a little bit and watched the Vikings too much.
Oh, well, you know, I tried to watch my Bears for a little bit, but I think after about a quarter, I'm ready to turn it off.
Okay, last 1 o'clock game is L.A. Raiders at Pittsburgh.
We're going to go with the Steelers. Think that's keep them going.
They could. Do you think it's going to be his last year?
I think so. I think he's done. I think age is definitely going to catch up with him at this point.
Okay, that sounds good. How about Minnesota at Arizona? That's a no-brainer.
I think Arizona's going to win this one, unfortunately. I think Arizona's going to be that next greatest show on turf team that we're going to see coming out. I think they're going to be a sleeper, a really good team for the NFC West this year.
Very good. How about Atlanta at Tampa Bay?
Got to go with Tampa Bay. Atlanta just doesn't have it this year. I think Matt Ryan's done, and I think it's time for them to go get a new quarterback.
How about Dallas at the L.A. Chargers?
Ooh, that's a tough one right there. I think Dallas needs to win. I think Dallas is going to come out. Do you think the Chargers open up in a new stadium? It's definitely going to be interesting, but I'm going to pick Dallas.
Right here, Tennessee at Seattle.
That's going to be a tough one, but I think Seattle was really good against the Colts last week. I'm going to pick Seattle.
Okay, Sunday night, Kansas City and Baltimore.
Kansas City all the way. Got to go to Kansas City.
Yeah, when you got to throw the football like it's a baseball, what else can you do?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And then Monday night, Detroit at Green Bay. We think that Green Bay, the quarterback, has long hair now.
Well, I'm a Bears fan, and that other team there is a bad word, so let's go Lions.
Absolutely. You know, everybody in that division lost the first game.
Absolutely. So I think the best thing about that is I think our Vikings and our Bears, one win. We're tied for first place next week.
What I thought. Tom Delgatti, thank you.
Thank you so much, and let's enjoy the second half, this is definitely going to be a good one.
Thank you very much. So that's Tom Delgatti. He's a member of the opposition. That's okay. We're all here living together. So I'm Tom Delgatti. He's got a couple of boys on the football team here for Central Catholic. I asked him if he'd like to do that, and he said, yeah. It sounded like he was definitely, definitely qualified to make those picks. So we'll step back this direction. Play clock, or should be game clock, is at 1:21. Both teams are getting loose right now. They're in their second stint. They put 3 minutes back on the clock. And it's counting down. It's almost to a minute. So we're getting ready for some second half football. So they're getting ready. Blue Devils are in lines over there doing some high knees. Under a minute, clock's rolling, 55 seconds left. We're going to take a moment and plug this back in to some headphones. Okay. My headphones back on. We'll see if Paula, my wife back home, can give us a sound check, make sure everything's okay. And we'll wait for her to give a reply. I found out at halftime of the game at Western ball game at halftime is Western 28, Hamilton Heights 14. So they're getting ready to kick off. Again, it's going to be Central Catholic kicking off. Tipton did win the toss before the ball game. They declined, and Central Catholic elected to receive. So Tipton is going to receive the second half kickoff. So they're getting ready. I'm back. Heat Manis, Eli Carter and Nate Powell, 12 minutes. Second half, going to kick off 8:33 p.m. There's the boot sideways. It's going to bounce once, going to go through the legs. It's going to go to the end zone. He didn't take it. He got a touchback. That's well done. He didn't get to secure it. The ball didn't secure. It did go off of his body, But if the dead ball in high school, in college, because he did not secure the football. So we get a reply loud and clear from Paula. We thank her for letting us know. So Tipton, on the touchback, will take over at their own 20-yard line. It'll be post play of the second half. They'll line it up in the middle of the field. Nose up to the 20. 12 minutes on the game clock. Clock will start on the snaps. Shotgun formation, Dennis Hoover. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. They got trips to the left, but out wide right is Goodrich. After first Caden to take the snap. He'll hand off. He'll go right to left. He'll break containment. That's Eli Carter. Quite a few knights right there making the tackle, but it took nearly all of them to bring down Eli Carter. Carter going to get a gain of about 6 on the play. It's going to be second down 4. So ball spotted at the left hash. Clock rolling, 11:34. Blue Devils break pedal in unison. Play clock is at 8:17. They'll line up slot right side. In the slot is Nate Powell. Split out wide right is Aiden Cole. Shotgun snap. They're going to throw the ball out of the backfield. He couldn't bring it in. Nate Powell looking to receive the football. Would have been about a 5-yard gain. They were looking for the yards after the catch, but Nate Powell couldn't look it away. He might have hurt footsteps, but that's okay. Everything's ready for the third down play. 11:12 on the game clock. Clock stopped after the incompletion. Knights on the field trying to get the crowd involved. Third down, they need 4. Shotgun formation, slot right. Tight end left from the left hash. Call the cadence against Hoover. Pass play, it'll be flagged. Going to be a flag on the play. Going to be a dead ball foul, illegal procedure against Tipton. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 9 situation. Illegal procedure against Tipton. They'll back it up 5. So they've re-spotted. Waiting for the walk-off right there. And they're going to put the ball down on the right hash. I think they walked off 6 yards. But it's too late now. Nope. The line judge right side is going to get him to move the ball back. He's going to stop the play. He's doing a good job. Line judge, yep, they're going to spot it back up. Good job. That was a well done for the north line judge to speak up. So shotgun formation. Chips right side out of the backfield. Eli Carter near center screen. It's intercepted. Lost his helmet. He intercepted the football. Believe it's 55, Leo Bourdonnais. Leo Bourdonnais made the interception. It was a center screen. Leo Bourdonnais picks it off. Lost his helmet in the process. They're asking where they should spot the ball. I think they're going to spot it where the helmet came off. Because that's a danger zone, absolutely, with no helmet to run with the ball after the interception. And I will say that's Vancouver's first thrown interception this season. Screen play, and Central Catholic get the ball back in good field position at the 15-21-yard line. Slot left, split right. Going to blow the whistle. Plays in order. We're going to snap with a shotgun. Clark Barrett going to roll right with the football. Going to throw back. He's going to cross the middle. Pass in the end zone. With incomplete. Defense was good. That ball was caught. That was Ty Bushy. Bushy almost brought it in. Defense right there. Well done. That was Eli Carter. And Eli Carter might be ailing just a little bit. Carter's got some cramping. Carter's got some cramping happening. He's going to walk off there. I mean, you get a cramp, there ain't nothing you can do until he goes away. So they're checking on him. They'll get him down on the sideline. Timeout on the field. There is a flag back here laying at the 26-yard line. I'll pick it back up. They're going to back up the play. So a different penalty. No one was looking there. Everyone looking through the end zone. Eli Carter pushed the ball away from the target. That was Taibushi. Ball went incomplete. So they'll line up once again. Second down, 26 from the 37-yard line. Shotgun, Clark Garrett. They'll take the snap. They'll hand off. They go up the gut right there. That's Baylor Smith. He'll peer on the right side. He'll get out, get down to the 31-yard line. It'll bring up second down. Second down. It's going to be about 22 needed for a first down. So they'll line up in a shotgun once again. Trips to the left. Wide right from the right hash mark. Call McCady. Clark Barrett. Blocking back in front of him. Baylor Smith. Drop the throw. Looking left. Going to let one float. Going to go out of bounds. Got rid of it. Bushy was the intended target. And he was throwing the ball away. He ran out of time. That's some pretty good blocking in front of him. I have to tell you that Clark Barrett, when he's taking a snap, he is nonchalant, acting like nothing is wrong whatsoever. I tell you what, he is calm, cool, and collected. He has no happy feet back there. He's done that since he was a freshman. He's a wonder to watch. So he'll line up in a shotgun again. Slot left, split right. Four receivers. They change the play. Coach Brian May from the sideline changes the play. Shotgun. Drop the throw is Barrett. He's going to let one go across the middle high. Incomplete. It hits the official. The deep back official. He's okay. He makes the call. Incomplete. So the ball goes incomplete. It's going to bring up a fourth down. Fourth down. Ball's going to be spotted at the 31-yard line. They're looking for the sideline for the play. Getting the signal from Coach Brian May. And they're going to call a timeout, talk this over. Fourth down play, 31-yard line of Tipton. They're going to use their first timeout in the second half. 10:07 left, fourth quarter, 28-14. You know when both of these teams went to the sideline after 24 minutes of play, they were going to get an earful of coaches. Coaches were going to let them know what they knew, what they could correct, and then help them to correct those items, and you know the second half is going to be gangbusters. Because the knowledge from the coaches are now into the ears of the players. So 10:07, right here in the third quarter. We're up on the top of the press box. We're thankful. At the Blue Devils, a couple coaches to my right. Three coaches to my left, Central Catholic. Everybody having a good time. Nothing wrong with that. So they're getting ready to blow the whistle. There's a short whistle. They're going to get the Blue Devils. Jog on out, run on out. Equal time for each time out. Central Catholic was already at the line of scrimmage. They're ready now. Blue Devils going to line up, going to defend. There's a whistle. 10:07 clock will start on the snap. Ships to the left, split out wide right from the right edge. Call the cadence. Clark there. No drop to throw. Going to roll left. Looking, going to float one in. Going to be over the top of the defense. Caught down to the 2-yard line. Taibushi makes the catch. Taibushi, the tackle on the play made by Aiden Cole. Bushi takes it to the 3-yard line. Going to be a first and goal. And they're going to spot it inside the 3, about the 2.5. Got trips to me. Slot right, slot left, and he ended up the middle. Baylor Smith, he's going to go across the goal line. They're going to call him down. The north line judge is going to say he's down by contact at the quarter-inch line. So didn't quite get it. That was Baylor Smith. They spot him down at less than a half a yard. We could see Barrett. We could see Baylor Smith once again. He's on the knee. A knee was on the ground. But they didn't call it. So they're going to call a touchdown. Barrett went down to collect that football while his left knee was on the surface and then made the handoff in that situation. But anyway, it's 28-20. There's no review in high school football. So they'll line up for the point after. We're going to see once again number 6, Clark Obermiller. Obermiller is a senior class member. Here comes a snap. Snap's good, holds good. They're going to whistle. It's going to be a dead ball foul. At best, they're going to back up 5, make him kick it again. They're going to say 1 untimed down. And they call the... They blow a whistle for a dead ball foul. And I'm not quite understanding why the ball's not moving. They're going to kick it again. So there's the whistle. We're back up once again, same spot. 20-yard field goal in essence. To point out the touchdown off the foot. It goes through the ball, kicks it through the uprights. It's good. 28-21. Back to a one-score ball game. Tipton going to receive. Tipton gave up a short porch right there early in this quarter. But they also got the benefit of a short porch of their own in the first half. So, ball game is good right here. Tipton Blue Devils, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. What a ball game. 28-21. Tipton in front. Central Catholic out to kick the ball away. They're going to spot it up once again. The left hash, 40-yard line. Number 6, Clark Obermiller. The Blue Devils going to come out and set up their return team. 9:17 left. We're in the third quarter. Third quarter, we're at Central Catholic High School, Lafayette, Indiana. Hoosier Conference, those teams' members. Tipton, a member of the East Division. Central Catholic, a member of the West Division. Cross conference tonight. Wait for the whistle. Obermiller does the whistle. He'll approach 5 yards deep. He'll boot it away and under in. He'll be taken by Eli Carter at the 7. He'll run up the jet. He'll look for blocking out front. He'll look for a hole. He's going to try to outbeat the kicker. He's going to go the distance. Going to go the distance. Eli Carter. Eli Carter in the end zone might be cramping once again. He was slowing up a bit inside the 20. The flag is on the ground. Flag is thrown. It is well behind Eli Carter. That's a Tipton flag, and it probably was not a relevant flag for how it occurred. So they're talking it over right now. The flag lay at the 24-yard line of Central Catholic. If it's a hold, it's 10 yards behind that flag. A clip, it's 15. A block in the back, I should say. You no longer really call it a clip. So 9:03, clock stops. All 5 referees talking this over. We're going to find out from the white hat. Personal foul. Tipton. They're going to back it up 15. Going to bring it back out to the 39-yard line. Going to bring it out to the 39. Tipton will keep the ball, but the touchdown goes off the board. And they'll restart it at the 39. The gentleman that did it knows who did it. It ain't nothing big. I mean, we've all been there. So they'll spot it at the 39. Nose up to the 39. Tipton has it. Right hand. In Central Catholic territory. A little bit of a conversation right there. Umpire, a couple of the Blue Devils, Aiden Cole, Eli Carter, just asking for an explanation. They got it. So here they go. Eli Carter still stretching out right there. He's got some calf cramping. He's in the ballgame. Slot left, tight end right. Got the early movement right there. Right tight end. He jumped forward just a little bit trying to get back. He got back for half a second. Then the north line judge threw the flag. Dead ball foul. They'll back it up 5 more. This will only add to the 10, so it's first and 15, and that 15-yard mark off made it for the first and 10 spot. So it's first and 15 now. Ball spotted at the 44-yard line. Blue Devils in the huddle, 16 on the play clock. To the line of scrimmage, 12 seconds on the play clock. Game clock stops at 9:02. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Split out wide left is Nate Powell. Wide right is Aiden Cole. Snap it. Stuffy took it back in. Got the pass. Going to be a late hit. Late hit on the quarterback right there. His pass was caught. They're going to tack that on. Pass was caught by Nate Powell. Nate Powell's getting up slowly. They're going to look at him. The catch was made. Nate Powell brought it in. I was looking at the quarterback, Vince Hoover. He took a shot after the release. They're walking that off right now. It's unsportsmanlike conduct. The ball's going to be marked near the 20-yard line of Central Catholic. But that's not worth Nate Powell being on the surface right now. Nate Powell getting checked on. Right there, Coach Burke checking on him. Hoping he's okay. They're looking at that left leg. They've got that left leg straightened out. That right leg is bent knee high. He's laying on his back. He's getting communication right there talking with Coach Burke. They're checking on him. Players, you know, care. They're going to set him up. He's going to stand up now. He's going to gingerly walk to the sideline. Not sure if he'll be back this game. We'll just hope that he's okay for the future games. He's a player. 8:55 on the game clock. They'll check on him at the sideline. Coach Burke will make the proper call. And it's first and 10. Blue Devils have it at Central Catholic 20-yard line, just inside the left hash. Blue Devils going from left to right. They're going toward the scoreboard. They're going to the west. Slot right, split left, single man in the backfield. Shotgun. Going to hand off to Eli Carter. Double check. Going to take it back to the, just not quite to the line of scrimmage. Going to get help off the surface right there. 87, Eli Carter, the ball carrier. Get some help back up off the surface. That's good sportsmanship. You knew these two teams, they can contribute to good sportsmanship each time they play. 8:13 clock rolling. Third quarter. Tipton up 28-21. Tipton at the red zone right now. Second down 10. Shotgun formation, trips to the right, split left. Going to take the ball himself. Cut a shotgun, he'll run to the left side. Three hole. Vince Hoover, the ball carrier. He'll take it just inside the 15-yard line. They'll be short. Going to be about a third down, five. Ball's just inside the 15-yard line, just inside at the right, at the left hash. 7:36, clock moving. Third quarter of play. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Single man in the backfield. 31, Drew Serby. Trips to the right, split out wide left. Shotgun, they'll take the ball again. Hoover, going to dive it forward. He'll get a couple of yards, maybe. They're going to spot him at the 11. 11-yard line, they're going to stop the clock here. Another player down on the surface. So they're going to check on him. Looks like another Blue Devil. They're going to jog out. Coach Burke is going to check on him, his training crew. 7:09 on the game clock. Going to bring up a fourth down. They're calling it two. Looks more like one. Fourth down two. 28-21. Tipton in front. They're checking on the Blue Devil player. He's laying out on the surface right now. We'll let you know who that is when time is right. Well, taking snaps right there is Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll taking snaps, so that might tell us who's on the surface that I do not want to speculate. Speculation not supposed to happen from where I'm at. 28-21. Shifting in front. Like they're getting ready to lift him up. We'll see. Coach Burke checking on him. They're going to bring him up to his seat. It is number two, Vancouver. 6'3", biggest guy out there. He's going to walk off the surface gingerly, favoring that right leg. So they'll watch over him now. We're going to see Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll back in the ballgame. 7:09 on the game clock. 28-21, Tipton in front. Aiden Toll is in as the quarterback. Fourth down, less than one. They call it two on the board. It's about a fourth and one. He's going to go from the shotgun. Back there in the backfield with him is Eli Carter. Takes the snap. He's going to go himself. He's got the first down. He's going to dive forward. He gets it. He goes left side. Picks up a good block. Hit the hole hard. And got a couple. Needed one. First down. Blue Devils. Blue Devils inside the 10. It's going to be at the 9.5. It's first and goal for Tipton. Balls at the left hash. It's a muggy, muggy night. No doubt. You can get to cramps in a heartbeat. You got to eat those bananas. That potassium is good for the soul. So a little shotgun again. Zayden Cole. It's a high snap. He'll hand off. He'll cut back. Eli Carter's going to get near the 5-yard line. He'll get inside the 5. They'll spot him right there about the 4.5. 4.5, maybe the 3 as he moves over. They spot him. Eli Carter, a good run. It's going to be 2nd down goal. 3-yard line, 2nd and goal for Tipton. Ball spotted at the left hash. Tipton in the huddle. Play clock, 6:17. They break huddle in unison. The 3-yard line is 2nd down. Split out wide left. We'll double check who that is. I'm hoping it's who I think it is. Shotgun. I'm going to take the handoff again. Eli Carter, he cuts back. He gets to the 1-yard line. He was trying to break the chain, and he broke up. Broke up right there. 5-hole. Darted and got to the 1. 3rd down goal from the 1-yard line. Working from the huddle. Bringing the ball back in from the play back in, I should say, from the sideline. Aiden Toll, pretty good backup quarterback. He knows the procedure. Shotgun for Toll. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Split left, split right. They're going to hand off to go right side. And he stops at the 1, no gain. Not moving, and it's inside 5 minutes. Didn't get in. It's going to be at the 1/2-yard line. Going to have to make a decision here. It's going to be a difficult field goal at that angle. That's a tough angle. For sure, they're going for the touchdown. 4th and less than 1. See if they go from the shotgun, if they go from under center. And yes, Nate Powell back in the ball game. He's playing split in right side. He's the receiver out there. They're going to split left. Single man in the backfield. Taking the snaps, Aiden Toll, timeout. They were looking at the alignment, I think, of Central Catholic. It took some time there. Aiden Toll took a look. He looked to the sideline. Coach Dad says, let's take a timeout. So timeout Tipton. They've called 1 here in the 2nd half. Central Catholic has called 1. 28-21, a big down coming up. Big down, 4:23 left here in the 3rd quarter. And this big down, even if they don't get it, Central Catholic is going to be hemmed in at the 1/2-yard line. So 4:23, 3rd quarter. Band sounding marvelous. They're working to our right in the bleachers. They crowned the king at halftime. I forget who that was, but it's always special when you're in high school and that takes place. That's a pretty special item. 4:23, waiting for the whistle. Tipton going to make their way back anyway. No whistle yet. Tipton going to walk up. They're going to play off pitch. They're going to huddle up. 25-second clock not begun yet. They're going to straight huddle. They'll be at the line of scrimmage. 4:23 clock will start on the snap. Under center, right there, I think it's Hoover. Double check. Hoover back in the ballgame. He's under center. Told him the cadence. You know he's going to take it himself. He's going to dive forward, and he got the touchdown. It took all he had, but he pushed the pile and got across the goal line. And Vince Hoover puts it in. Vince Hoover on the season picks up his third touchdown on the season. So let's try the point after. For the moment, it's 34-21. 4:19 left. This is an untimed down. Aiden Toll, he'll be the holder once again. Set to kick it through. Nick Hughes, senior kicker. He'll boot it. It's going to go through the uprights. Inside the left upright. You don't rate them, you just count them. And he's 5-for-5 on the evening. 35-21. Gibson's going to kick off to Central Catholic. 4:19 left here in the third quarter. Central Catholic Knights, Tipton Blue Devils, around the region tonight in the Hoosier Conference, Friday night game night. Benton Central at 0-2. They're at Twin Lakes. They're 1-3. Hamilton Heights, 3-1. They're at Western at 2-2. Lewis Cass at 1-2. They're at Northwestern, 0-3. Rensselaer Central, they're 3-1. They're at West Lafayette tonight. West Lafayette, 4-0. Tipton, 4-0. They are here tonight at Central Catholic, 2-2. Four Hoosier Conference matchups tonight. One cross-conference matchup, and it's this game right here. They're going to set the ball up there at the 40-yard line. We're going to see number 4, Dakota Ferg, once again, 5'9", 155. Blue Devils going to spread out right there at the 36-yard line. Backed up to kick. Ferg, he's ready to go, waiting for the whistle. Soccer style, just barely right-footed kicker. Here comes the whistle. There it is. Hands in the air. Here comes the approach. End under end. Good elevation for Ferg. Taken at the 11. He'll meet it. He'll bring it left side. He'll bring it to the sideline. He'll be pushed out of bounds. It's like the 30-yard line. Credit the return. Number 5, Alex Hardebeck. He's a sophomore. 6'1", 172. Central Catholic with 14 sophomores on their squad. We mentioned the Blue Devils, 50 on their roster. 12 seniors, 11 juniors, 9 sophomores, and 18 freshmen. So 4:12, clock will start on the snap. Both at the 30-yard line. Shotgun formation for Clark Barrett. Slot right, split left. We're going to hand off up to gut. Ball carrier, Baylor Smith. He's moving. He's going to pick up about 8 on the carry. Yards after contact were good right there by Baylor Smith. Clock inside 4 minutes. Third quarter. Looking for the play. Play is relayed in by signal. Coach Brian May on the sideline. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield is Baylor Smith. We've got twins left, slot right. Comes a snap. Dropping the throw. Looking to throw. Going to throw one lofty down. He's got a man open. It's Evan Dienhart. He's got the catch. He's going to be rode down at the 10-yard line by Aiden Toll. Pretty good pass and catch and run right there by Evan Dienhart. Ball thrown from the hand of Clark Barrett. I would guess Clark Barrett can accumulate some yards very quickly with pass plays such as that. Ball spotted at the 10. It's going to be first and goal Central Catholic at the 10-yard line, left hash. Take the high snap, he'll hand it back down. He get a couple of yards, tackled from behind. That was Baylor Smith. Baylor Smith made the run. Drew Servies makes the tackle. Drew Servies on the season, doing quite well defensively. He came into this ball game with 36 tackles in four games. Shotgun. He got four receivers to the right. They're hand off. Keeping himself parked there, he's going to be caught in the backfield. He'd rather not been there then. He got tackled for a loss. Got 3 yards. That's four. Blue Devils bring him down in a hurry. They spot it at the 10. So at the 10-yard line, it's going to bring a third down goal. Third and goal, balls at the 10. Looking for the play from the sideline, Clark Barrett. Slot left. Slot right for Central Catholic. Linemen staying down in the stance. They're not fingers to the ground. They're just hands on their thigh pads. Pass it across the middle high. Couldn't be caught. Might have been a grab there, a little bit of a brush. No foul call. Ty Bushy was the intended target. It was a bit tall, but Bushy might not have been allowed to jump because of the brush. Nate Powell, kind of gimpy. Nate Powell on the defense, no flag thrown. To earn a flag in a high school game, you've absolutely got to earn the flag. And in that particular situation, I guess the flag probably should have been thrown, but wasn't. So timeout on the surface. Fourth down goal from the 10. Ball's in the middle of the field. Tipton in front by 14, 35-21. 2:05 left in the third quarter. So both teams huddling up opposite sides. I'm guessing this is Central Catholic's timeout. So Central Catholic with one left here in the second half. Tipton with two. Talking it over right there. Baylor Smith's going to come out of the ballgame. Bryn Robbins is going to get the call. It's going to be a passing down probably because of that change. So Central Catholic going back out. They're going to line up on the football. Tipton is going to walk away from their huddle. They'll line up defensively. Big play in this game. Central Catholic need to put it in the end zone. This is almost like the final play we saw at Lucas Oil in 2019 when Central Catholic had to have a score. I watched that game. Dropping back to throw. Going to be pressured right there by Drew Herzerby's. Picked off. Going to be a touchback right there. It's picked off in the end zone. Credit that pick, number 11, for the Blue Devils. That's Levi Burkett. Levi Burkett makes the catch. 6'190", a junior. Makes the catch in the end zone. Might have made amends for a block a while back. Well, we'll not talk about that. Blue Devils get the ball back. They hold Central Catholic from scoring. Fourth and 10 play. Clark Barrett gets intercepted about a yard deep in the end zone by Burkett. So still, 35-21, 1:58 on the third quarter clock. Clock will start on the snap. Taking a snap is Hoover. Then Hoover hands off, and nowhere to go right there. There's not blocking. If there's no hole, then the running back's got nowhere to go. So they'll back it up just a little bit. Eli Carter takes the brunt of that one. It'll be a loss of two, maybe two and a half. It's going to be second down 12. Bushy gets credit for the stop. So play comes in from the sideline. Vince Hoover until the play off the wristband. 15 seconds left on the play clock. There's the line of scrimmage. They're going to go trips right side. Ball's at the left hash. Split out wide left is Goodrich. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter taking a snap. Right there, Hoover. And off to Eli Carter. Carter gets across the 20. To like a 20 and a half, it's going to bring up a fourth down play. And Eli Burkett, excuse me, Eli Carter is going to back up to probably pump this ball out of there. Fourth down, 9, going to try to flip the field. I take that back, a third down play. Meyer, I look at the box and I saw 4. Third down, they need 9. Blue Devils need 9 to move the chains. They're looking for that 30-yard line. Shotgun formation. Slot right, dropping the throw, going to pass. Pass play to Hoover. Call pass to Nate Powell. Caught right on a dime, out of bounds. Didn't get enough. They'll stop the clock. Nate Powell makes the catch. Defense was good right there, and they'll punt the ball on fourth down now. So Nate Powell getting beat up just a little bit. And getting ready there, Carter Johnson makes the play, not only in football, but he'll play the left field. Dropping back to punt. A 12, 13 yards deep. So back to punt is Eli Carter. Looking for a good snap. And the call for it, there's a snap, it's good. There's the boot. He'll boot it out there right side. It's going to bounce. It's going to bounce straight up and down. It's going to be picked up on the first bounce by Aiden Toll. It's going to be spotted at the Central Catholic 44-yard line. So 44-yard line, Central Catholic will have the football. They'll go first and 10. Play clock, the game clock is at 21.9 seconds left here in the third quarter. First down 10 for Central Catholic. So they'll mark it right there. 14-point ball game. Central Catholic had it to 7. Eli Carter went the distance, had a flag, had to bring it back to the 39. They put it back in the end zone, other side. So dropping back to throw. Pass play. He'll flip it out right side short. Going to bounce in there, incomplete. Ty Bucci was the intended target. Would have been a first down. They'll play second down 10. So they'll be spotted right there at the 44-yard line. 17 seconds, third quarter clock. 9-11 on the wristwatch. Shotgun formation. Going to hand off. That's the jet. There he goes inside the 50. He's across the 50. 45. He's got room to run. He's about to be tracked down. Burkett is going to catch him about the 26-yard line of Gibson. Baylor Smith off to the races right there. Baylor Smith might have been his longest rush of the season. Before that, it is 34. Pretty close right there. Now 31. So they'll go back up first and 10. Ball spotted 27-yard line of Tipton from the right hash. Chips to the left, spin out wide right, dropping the throw. It was Clark Barrett. Looking, he'll go across the middle. The throw went down, sideline, going up for the catch. Couldn't catch it. It was a bit underthrown. Not much, but a pretty good effort trying to get to that football in double coverage right there by Tipton. Credit the coverage. Eli Carter was there. And also, you know, in the coverage, I believe, was number 8, Eli Carver. So Nate Powell back in the ball game. That pass was intended for Owen Munn. So the hand off right side. They contain it. They work outside the right side. They'll be pushed out of bounds. That's Baylor Smith, the ball carrier. He gets about half of it they needed. It's going to be second down. Take that back. It's going to be third down and 5. So the third quarter empties out. Third quarter done, and Tipton and Central Catholic going to talk this over. They'll get ready for a fourth quarter here momentarily. And a pretty good ball game here at Central Catholic this evening. Again, the Class 2A rankings. Both of these schools are in the top 12. Again, Sagarin ratings. LCC, they rate their Sagarin ratings at 59.02. Sagarin ratings for Tipton, 50.73. In the AP poll, Associated Press Media poll, number 1 this week, Fort Wayne Lures, 4-0. Number 2, Evansville Modern Day, 3-1. Number three, Eastbrook at 4-0. Number four, Heritage Christian at 4-0. Number five, Tiffin at 4-0. Number six, Eastside at 4-0. Number seven, Linton Stockton at 4-0. Number eight, Andrean at 2-2. Number nine, Speedway at 4-0. Number 10, Lafayette Central Catholic at 2-2. And tied for 11 is LaPel at 3-1. North Posey at 4-0. We'll talk about the coaches' poll here in just a bit. 12 minutes on the game clock. Ball's resting at the 22-yard line. Central Catholic, third down, 5. From the shotgun. Single man in the backfield is Smith. Going to change the play. Trips to the left, but out wide right. Right side, working behind beside the quarterback, Clark Barrett. He's going to pass into Flabby. Makes the catch, the sit-down route. Catch is made right there. Evan Teamhart. They're going to say he's just short of a first down. It's going to be fourth down. They need about a yard and a half. Working from the left side. Shotgun, low snap. They're picking up. He's caught in the backfield. That was a fourth down. Tipton going to get the ball on downs. The stop made right there by Tipton. Number 36, Brogan London. Brogan London going to get the ball back for Tipton. Brogan London makes the play. And Brogan London also entered this ball game with 36 tackles. That's combined. That's solo and assist. That's combined 36 tackles before the game started in four games along with Drew Service. 11:36. Clock stops. Change of possession. Blue Devils have the football. 22-yard line. Their own 22. Going to line up in a shotgun. Single man in the backfield. Split left. His name's Powell. They're going to hand off. Looking for a hole. Eli Carter. Central Catholic sniffing that out. Central Catholic in the second half kind of holding Eli Carter to minimal gains. 11:22. Got to mention Eli Carter working with the right calf. Working with the right calf. Difficult to work when you got cramps in your right calf. He's doing the job right now. He's still in the ball game. He'd be back there to help. Single man in the backfield right beside Vince Hoover. Split out wide right, split wide left is Aiden Toll. Calling the cadence, Vince Hoover. To take the snap, he'll pass play. Going to be batted down. It was deflected. It goes incomplete. Going to bring up a third down play. Third down 9. So they knocked that one down. Justin Brady makes the play. 10:49, clock stops. We're in the fourth quarter. Tipton in front, 35-21. Ball spotted at the 23-yard line. Tipton territory. Blue Devils looking for 9 to move the chains. Central Catholic Knights looking to put a stop on to get the ball back and make them get out the field at the third down. Shotgun, pass. Going to look to throw it, float one up the sideline. There to make the catch. Nate Powell hauls it in. More than a first down. Nate Powell makes the catch. About the 46-yard line. They're going to call it the 45. They'll move the chains. Lofty pass right on the money. Drop back, couple of steps out of the shotgun. Floated at the right sideline. That's the Blue Devil sideline going up to make the grab. Nate Powell. So ball spotted right hash. 45-yard line. Vince Hoover limping into the huddle. A little bit gimpy. Not really limping, but he's a bit gimpy. He'll need this weekend off to get back to better shape. He's in a shotgun now. He'll hand off. He'll go right to left. Get as many as he can. That's 87 Eli Carter. They're going to call him down about the 47-yard line. I take that back. That was Sutter Griffin. Sutter Griffin, the ball carrier. Get it out to the 47. Could be second down 8. So Sutter Griffin gives them a little bit of a break to Eli Carter. He's back in the ball game now. Sutter Griffin, sophomore running back. Eli Carter, a junior. 35-21. Split out wide left, Nate Powell. split out wide right is Aiden Cole. Stacked in formation, single man in the backfield. Cole McCain's Vancouver takes the snap. He'll hand off. He'll dive forward. You get near the, he'll go across the 50 to the 45-yard line of Central Catholic. It's going to be a first down. They're going to look at that. They're going to motion first down. Now, wait a minute. They're going to be just shy. Going to be half a yard short of the first. Ball spotted at the 46.5. I should say 45.5. It's going to be third down. They need one. Probably looking for that first down right here. Second down play would put the ball in the air, likely. If they need a first down right here, they need 1 yard. Ball's at the 46 of Central Catholic on the handoff. He'll dive forward. He's not going to get it. Let's see what he's got there. They're going to spot the same spot. So he gains nothing, loses nothing. It's going to be fourth down and one once again. Fourth and one, what are the Blue Devils going to do? This is field position. You don't want to give up if you don't get it, but they just need a yard. Will we see Vancouver in there? I might have sent out a double check. They're going to pull Vancouver off the field. Aiden Toll's coming off the field. They're going to back up in punt formation. They're going to send back the punt this time, number 11, Levi Burkett. Burkett is 14 yards deep. Snap's good. They'll boot it out there. Nice punt. Might out-punt the coverage and go in the end zone. It did. It's a touchback. That was a fine punt off the foot of Burkett. But it's going to net him back to the 20. A flag. Two flags on the play. Two flags on the play. They'll have to sort this out. And we'll find out what this is going to be. 8:23, 35-21, Tipton in front. Tipton just punted. That was Burkett. What a fine punt. Got some spiral on it. It bounced about the one and went on in. So they're sorting this out right here. Ball temporarily is spotted at the 20 after the touchback. And conversation right there between the umpire and one referee. They're having a pretty good conversation. There are two flags on the field. They may represent the same, but they're not in the exact same vicinity. So he's talking it out right there, both of them. They might need to pull a rule book out for what they're discussing, because that ball was a touchback, and it was a heck of a punt. And now he's going to let us know by signal. Holding against Central Catholic, personal foul, Tipton could be down over. They're going to punt the ball again. That's going to be a nullified punt the ball again. 8:23 on the game clock. Conversation, Coach Brian May talking with the umpire right there. He definitely is entitled. 35-21. So, a couple of flags on the field. One was holding. One was personal foul. Doesn't matter which one outweighs the other one. It's down over, and they're going to punt the ball again if they decide to. They may decide to go for it, fourth and one now. We'll find out. Blue Devils, back there in near a huddle situation. Long conversation here. So, 8:23. They might have to do calisthenics again. I don't know. But they're checking it out right now. 8:23 on the game clock. 35-21, fourth quarter. Key play in tonight's ball game being discussed right now. Punt went into the end zone. Burkett had a fine punt. It bounced on the one and went on in. So that's the touchback. And they're calling a double penalty, one on each side during the play. That's going to nullify the play that just happened. And Tipton going to have an opportunity here. So not sure what's happening. So evidently, they're just going to play with the play that happened. I'm guessing Tipton's going to defend now at the 20-yard line. Those two flags evidently didn't mean anything. If you're able to decline him, I'm not sure. We're going to get one more signal from the umpire. He's going to address personal foul, Tipton. That's a 15-yarder. He's thrown out, somebody's thrown out a game, holding against Central Catholic. So I'm sure a lot of folks will be looking this up in the rule book after this game. So we're going to put it on the right hand. Central Catholic going to start there, first and 10. 8:23 on the game clock. Clock will start on the snap. We're going to line up. We're going to pack it up from the penalty mark off. There's the 10-yard holding. Now they'll turn around, go the other way. 15, I'm guessing. Huh. How's that work? How's that work? Why don't they turn around and walk off 15 the other way? This is interesting. Personal foul didn't even get called. Gentleman left the game and no penalty for it. So shotgun formation. Clark Parrott. Split two left, two right. A handoff up the middle. Taylor Smith going to get a positive gain. He'll pick up 4 yards on the carry. Game clock rolling. 8:13 left. Fourth quarter. Back to the line of scrimmage. Signaling the play in. Slide left. Twins right. Short side of the field. Taylor Smith. Right side of Clark Parrott. He'll take the snap, drop the throw. Looking for a long pass. Going to let one go. It's going to be popped up in the air. Going to fall through the surface. Double coverage right there. Eli Carter was there. And also working there with Burkett. Pass was intended for number 3, Bushy. It's Ty Bushy. He's a senior. 6'1", 161. Couldn't bring it in. Worked into double coverage once again. So clock stops at 7:47, third down, 6, shotgun formation, trip to the left, single, split out wide right, dropping the throw, going to roll left, trying to let it go, throws it back, right side, goes over the head of Owen Munn, incomplete, goes out of bounds. Going to bring fourth down play for Central Catholic, fourth down, 6. So they look to the sideline, Clark Barrett is the punter. He's going to turn. He's going to stand close to the end zone. And might be going 4th and 6. May decide to go for it. Ball is spotted at the Central Catholic 14-yard line. They're going for it. 4th and 6. Shotgun. Good job to throw. Pass play. Trying to get him in the end. Get him in the backfield. They're going to sack him. He's going to go down inside the 5. They'll spot him at the 5. Clark Barrett's going to jog off the field. Tipton going to take over at the Central Catholic 5-yard line. 1st and 10. Tipton, they'll have their best starting position of the night. Ball's going to be spotted at the left hash, 5-yard line. Jogging back in with the play is Vince Hoover. As mentioned, he's a little bit gimpy, but he's not limping. He's a little gimpy. This is a football game. It's 48 minutes of pure be strong. You got to be strong. You got to be the man. You got to get in that weight room to play high school football. Shotgun, Vince Hoover. He's going to take the ball and take himself. Touchdown, Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover scores his 2nd strike of the evening. He's got 4. On the season, Vince Hoover for 6. Scoreboard 41, Central Catholic 21. Point after touchdown on the way. Number 25, Nick Hughes, 6'140". Plays a lot of games on the soccer field. You're going to approach it about 3.5 yards deep. The holder right there, they'll put it on the block. Put it through, good. And a good hold right there by Blue Devil, number 12, Oliver Conaway. Oliver Conaway, he's a freshman, 5'6", 110. Perfect hold for Nick Hughes. Tipton goes up 42-21. 7:31 left here in the fourth quarter. We'll go ahead and let you remind you that the ISCA, that's the coaches' poll this week in the top 12. Again, it's number one, Fort Wayne Lures. They're the top of each poll. They're 4-0. They've got a passing game that's incredible. And number two is Eastbrook, 4-0. Number three is Andrean, 2-2. Number four is Evansville Modern Day at 3-1. Number five in both polls is the Tipton Blue Devils, 4-0. Number six, Heritage Christian, 4-0. Number seven, Eastside, 4-0. Number eight is Lafayette Central Catholic at 2-2. Number nine is Linton Stockton at 4-0. Number 10 is Rensselaer Central. They're 3-1. Number 11 is Speedway, 4-0. And number 12 is Triton, 2-2. Tipton getting ready to kick off. Dakota Ferg has the whistle. There's the approach. There's the boot. We're taking it in the air at the 15-yard line, looking for blockers up the middle. They're busted across the 30 to about the 33-yard line. Pretty good return right there. Credit the return. Number five, Alex Hardebeck. They'll put it in play right there. First and 10, Central Catholic. 7:25 on the game clock, 33-yard line. Ball spotted at the right hash. Shotgun formation. Empty backfield here. Clark Barrett, empty backfield. Trips to the left. While short side of the field, they've got two receivers right side. Call McCain, he'll drop back to throw. It'll be a screen play. Across the middle, we get it to Hardebeck. He breaks free. He's across the 40. He's going to be down. He's still down. They're spotting down at the 44. He did kind of land on the tackler's body, but I think his right knee brushed. But he was on his way. If you didn't remember, Lars Pate did that. He was from North Central Panthers. He went to the pros. He landed on a body. He slipped over, landed on his feet, looked around for a half a second, and went on in. That's 40 yards for a touchdown. That's Lars Pate. Remember the name. Shotgun formation. Empty backfield. Clark Barrett. Pass play. Across the middle. Caught. Good move by Evan Dehart. Dehart inside the 35, going to be down to about the 32. Passing game coming alive right now with Clark Barrett. Evan Dehart picks up another first down. Ball spotted 32-yard line. The lineup once again. So I finish, no huddle. First and 10. Balls it to 32, left hash mark. Empty backfield. Shotgun. We're going to let a pass go. He's open. He's going to catch it. He's going to go on in. Double coverage. The pass was well put. And I believe that's 23. Might be Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins makes the catch. That pass was right where it had to be. Double coverage. And Bryn Robbins goes in for the score. Sophomore receiver, Bryn Robbins. 6:32 on the game clock. 42-27. Point after touchdown on the way. 0-9, going to hold for it. Here comes the kick. They're going to blow a whistle, stop play for a moment. Clark Obermiller said to try the point after. So the North Line judge runs over. Conversation with the umpire. Umpire's going to signal to the press box. Two men moving at one time. Are that going to... Two men moving at one time. So if that's the case, they'll back up five. They're going to decline it. So they decline it. They're going to stay right there. They're going to put it through the uprights. 0-9 the holder. Clark Obermiller, the kicker. 42-27. There's a snap. There's a hold on the block through the uprights. 42-28. So Central Catholic cuts into the lead once again. The two-touchdown lead. Quite a bit of time, 6:32. We'll see if Coach Brian Ney elects to go onside at the 6:32 mark. We'll talk about, once again, the Max Preps. Max Preps top 25 high school rankings. These are national. I've written down the top 10 of the national rankings. Number one, Mater Dei. They're out of Santa Ana, California. Number two, they're a household name. Kevin Wright made a household. IMG Academy out of Bradenton, Florida. Number three is St. John Bosco, Bellflower, California. Number four is Westlake out of Austin, Texas. Number five is Thompson out of Alabaster, Alabama. Number six is Bergen Catholic out of Orville, New Jersey. Number seven is Bishop Gorman out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Number eight is Colin Hill out of Suwanee, Georgia. Number nine is North Shore out of Houston, Texas. And number 10, Max Prep National Rankings this week is Center Grove, Greenwood, Indiana. So they're going to pop the ball up there. And maybe he's getting it ready for an onside. He's got his vertical. The kicker, once again, is Clark Obermiller. He's got about a 3-yard approach. He's got a 2-yard approach now. Sideways. Blue Devils have their hands team up front row. Wait for the whistle. There it is. Onside kick. Gonna jump high. It's a good one. And they got the ball. Central Catholic got a good bounce. And they pick up the ball about the 12-yard mark. That last hop went right in to the arms of Alex Hardebeck. So Hardebeck makes the recovery on the high bounce. He's just a sophomore. So Central Catholic gets the ball back. Calls it the 48-yard line of Tipton. First and 10. That's what makes football exciting. Hey, what, in the pros last year, you checked their ratio. It was very, very hard to get an onside kick. Because if you kick onside and it goes out of bounds, you don't get a second kick like you used to. That ball's dead, and the other team gets the ball right there. That's the way the pros are playing it. So shotgun formation, first and 10, Clark Barrett. Passes play. He's going to look to go deep. He's going to go off the back to the linebackers. Makes the catch. Eli Carter makes the hit. Ty Bucci makes the catch at the 28-yard line of Tipton. So they do get a gain of 20. They're going to spot it at the 29, might have spotted out a yard back for a play, but probably doesn't matter. They're going to go shotgun once again, first and 10, single man to back you. Calling for the cadence is Barrett. Barrett's going to look over the middle. Pass play caught inside the 10. Catch made there is Evan Dehart. Dehart makes the catch. Defense was good by Nate Powell. So the Knights playing football, going up, making catches for their quarterback, senior quarterback, Clark Barrett, 6'5", 215, trips to the left. They got two to the right, shotgun, empty backfield, dropping the throw, going to let it go, high pass. Thought he was going to play a sit-down route. He led him to the right, had to make an adjustment, couldn't make it, ball goes incomplete. Trying to get that one to Bren Robbins also. It's going to bring up second down 10. 5:47 clock stops after the incompletion. They'll work it back in. Working from the shotgun. Single man in the back. He'll trip to the left. Put out wide. Wide right. Ball's on the surface. It bounces. Bounces up into the arms of Clark Barrett. He falls on it. They'll use the down. It's going to be third down now. They'll lose yardage. Third down goal. They're going to spot it back at the 13-yard line. Third down goal. So from the right hash, they're getting signals. Signals from the sideline. Play clock to 20. Play clock to 15. A timeout is going to be used here by Coach May. 8 seconds. Maybe not. 7 seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They got away with the play here. They're going to be stopping the back. They're going to roll left. They're going to roll right now. It's Barrett. He's going to try to release the ball. They're going to say there's an incomplete pass. He was batted down. Barrett got rid of it. They're going to be in field goal range, but are they going to want a field goal when it's 42-28? It's going to be fourth down once again. Fourth and goal from the 13. Central Catholic going to have to go for it. They call that incomplete pass. It was batted down. And I'm time out maybe. I'm not sure. Play clock is 5. So that play clock might have elapsed on that last play. They're going to call timeout now. Central Catholic. 4:50 on the game clock. We're getting some text in. Western 35, Hamilton Heights 20 at the final. So at the final in the East Division, Hamilton Heights goes to 3-2 in Western. Western now will mention also 3-2. That's in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. So calling timeout, talking it over right there. Coach May and Central Catholic on the opposite sideline is Tipton. Tipton and Coach Stoker talking it over. Along with Josh Frawley, or Coach Frawley, they're talking it over defensively, waiting for a whistle. No whistle yet. They get equal time for a timeout called. Now the Blue Devils going to jog back defensively. Fourth and 13. The goal line is 13 yards away. It's fourth and goal. They need a touchdown or they turn the ball over on downs. Shotgun formation. Baylor Smith in the backfield. Twins to the right, split out left for two slots. They're going to work it, going to bounce around the route left side. Pass play, going to be incomplete. It falls incomplete, receiver fell down, and Blue Devils going to take over on down, first and 10, from their own 13-yard line. 4:45 left. Tipton probably going to try to just dink and dunk and get the first downs when they can. They're going to need a couple of first downs to control this clock, maybe three. So it's first and 10. Blue Devils have it at their own 13. 42-28. Blue Devils in front. They'll play this one from the left hash. Split out short side of field is Nate Powell. Split out wide right. Still in the backfield. Shotgun. Vince Hoover. He'll take the snap. He'll hand off. He'll keep the ball. Flag on the play. In the vicinity of a hold. We'll see. They'll stop the clock. They'll sort this out. Holding against Tipton. So it's going to be half the distance to the goal line. They're going to take it to the 7-yard line, 7.5. They decline the penalty. They'll take the down. They'll take the down. It's second down, 10. 4:38 on the game clock. Clock moving, play clock at 18 seconds. Good clock management right here, a necessity for Vince Hoover. Twins, right side. Tight end left. Single man in the backfield. Eli Carter takes the snap. He'll hand off Carter. So Jig, he'll go left side. They're going to keep him from breaking contain right there. They're going to keep the clock rolling. They're going to keep the clock rolling. They're going to say he was stopped forward progress, and he was digressing when he went out of bounds. Clock remains moving. 4 minutes. Clock moving under 4 minutes. 42-28. They spot the ball at the 12-yard line from the left hash. Vince Hoover back into the huddle. 17 seconds. They'll call the play one time. 3:42. Play clock is 9. Going to get up to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun. Play clock at 3. Call McCaton. Got the playoff. working left to right. Eli Carter breaking tackles right there. He got to the 20. He's going to be just shy of a first down. Getting extra yardage after the hit. So they spot it at the 21. Fourth down. They're looking like three on the board. Fourth and three. Pretty much a punting situation. Burkett launched a good one last time he was punting the football. He had a spiral, went on into the end zone. That lined up a pretty good conversation after that punt. 2:48 on the game clock. They're going to run the clock out, timeout before it does. They've used a lot of time, call a timeout, 2:43. So Tipton calls a timeout, stops the clock at 2:43. They elapse as much as they can off the clock before the timeout. It's the play clock. It's 42-28. Tipton, a punting situation. Ball's at the 21-yard line of Tipton. Just inside the left hash, it's fourth down. And they need three. But that three, they don't care about. They want to get a successful punt off here on fourth and three from the 21. So they'll work from there. Conversation, both sidelines. So they're talking it over right there, Central Catholic. Talking it over across the way, Tipton Blue Devils. What a ball game. You knew when you showed up tonight that you were going to see a ball game that was much better than the previous four, and I can speak on behalf of the Blue Devils. This is a ball game tonight. Ball game number 14 between these two teams since Coach Toll took over in 2005. So Blue Devils jogging on in. They're getting ready to pump the ball out of there. We're going to see Burkett once again. Levi Burkett. He's a junior, 6'1", 190. He'll back up to be the punter. Burkett's going to line up about 14 yards deep. There's a whistle. Clock will stop. He won't start. He'll snap. He'll ask for the football. It's on the ground. He's got to get it out of there. He got it away. He's going to be bouncing. He's going to go a Blue Devil bounce. Going to go inside the 30. Blue Devil bounce. Had about a 22-yard bounce to aid the punt. So the Blue Devils will descend right there at the 27-yard line of Central Catholic. The game clock at 2:33. Levi Burkett. He picked up that ball off the surface. When he picks it off the surface, he's eligible to be creamed if they want to cream him. But they couldn't get to him quite. Two right there in the vicinity. He got the punt away and got a great roll right there for Tipton. Shotgun formation. Five receivers. Three left, two right. Dropping the throw. He's going to roll right. Pass play. Complete to right there to Bushi. Going to keep the clock running. They'll say he was tackled in bounds. Right there on the tackle. Credit for stop for Tipton. That was 56, Clayton Henderson. He's a junior, 6'1", 180. Shotgun formation once again. Barrett, five receivers. He's going to run the ball himself. Quarterback draw, if you will. He's got a first down. He's going to be tackled down at the just across the 40. 2 minutes left. Clock is stopped for the movement of the chains. It's first and 10. They'll restart it. We'll see when he does. He did now. So clock rolling, 1:57. Right there in the backfield, Clark Barrett. They got five receivers. They got three to the right, two to the left. Empty backfield for Clark Barrett. Going to drop the throw out of shotgun. Looking right, looking left. Incomplete. That's not within 10 yards of a receiver. They're going to say it was. That was about 15 yards, but they're going to get away with it. 1:44. Clock stopped. And they stopped the clock at 1:44, 42:28, we're in the fourth quarter. Going to be second down 10. They're going to respot it just across the 40-yard line in Central Catholic territory. Shotgun formation, Clark Barrett. Barrett took a hit that last play. They put it in the center of the field. Barrett's grimacing a little bit. One of his hands. We hope he's okay. Like to see him continue, for sure. So shotgun. Gonna hand off up the middle. Caught right there. Gonna be a loss of a couple. Good play right there. In on the tackle was number 77, Chase Higgins. He's a junior, 6'1", 219. Taylor Smith carrying the football. Loss on the play. Gonna be third down, 13. Clock rolling. 1:21 left here in the fourth quarter. Central Catholic on the drive. Ball spotted at the 38-yard line. Shotgun dropping the throw. It's Clark Barrett. Gonna roll right. Pass play. Incomplete. Overshoots the target. That's Owen Munn. Off the hand right there of Blue Devil Eli Carver. Ball's gonna fall to the surface. And Clark Barrett's holding that right hand. He might have passed and hit a helmet. We'll hope he's all right. 1:07 on the game clock. Fourth quarter. Clock stops. Fourth down play. They need 13. Ball's at the 38. Line to gain is the 49 of Tipton. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. Spread out wide left, wide right. Pass play. Gonna roll right. Gonna let it go. High pass, going to go out of bounds, incomplete. Tipton going to get the ball back on downs. 58.3 seconds left. Clark Barrett getting looked at right there on the sideline from trainer. Trainer Sarah McKenzie Floyd checking on him. He probably needs some ice. We'll hope he doesn't have any broken anything in that right hand. We'll hope so. Like to see him finish the season, no doubt. 58.3, Tipton going to line up in the Tony Dungy formation. Under center is Vince Hoover. Central Catholic, I believe, are out of timeouts. Going to kneel it down right there, 56 seconds. Clock is moving. They'll have to snap it one more time. It's going to be second down and 12. Ball spotted right there at the 40-yard line. 26 seconds. They'll have to snap it one more time. They'll just have to keep an eye on the scoreboard and the clock. Don't snap it too early. 32 seconds. They're in the center right now. 28 seconds. This is kneel down right there. I put the board. The board's going to get beat out. Tipton Blue Devils make their way to Central Catholic High School. Blue Devils capture the win 42-28 over the Knights. We appreciate all the hospitality we received that put me in sports right here at Central Catholic High School. We are very thankful, and we'll remind you the next game for Central Catholic. Central Catholic will be on the road next week to Rensselaer Central. They'll start at 8 p.m. At Rensselaer Central. That's the 24th. That's next Friday. Tipton Blue Devils' next game will be a home game. Northwestern Tigers will be at Tipton. That'll be next Friday, the 24th. We thank you for listening. And no matter if you're home or away, if you're teaching or learning, you've always got to keep the fire burning.